Wake up, wake up. It's Saturday morning. You know what that means. It is time for About Your House with your host, Ray Terry. And we've got a great show for you today. We got fixer-upper Darnell McManus in the house. Going to be talking about all that fixing up stuff, home improvements, all of that. And we also will have Mark Pondo from Rock Solid Home Inspections. So they're going to be in here as well, and we're going to have them talking all about inspections. You know, it is that kind of year. Well, it's always the time of year for inspections. And as you know, About Your House is always brought to you by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed general contractor in North and South Carolina. From the hills to the coast, if you have a problem, they have a solution. And also brought to you by PutToolsInSchools.org, connecting students to the tools and trades and raising awareness of the many career pathways. Go check them out at PutToolsInSchools.org. Now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
Everybody around you safe. This devastating morning in many parts of our southeastern United States. Either you're underwater or completely devastated by the water, and it's just a heck of a past 2 days for a lot of people. And my heart and soul go out to the people who were affected by the storm. It's nature's wrath. You know, we talk a lot about nature on the program, you know, a lot actually, because most powerful force on the planet is Mama Nature, and when she moves and barks, we must listen and suffer from the wrath of it, unfortunately. But anyway, so I wish a lot of people are without power today. I don't know how many. I didn't watch the news, mainstream news, yesterday. I'm going to catch up on it all today. But I do know that there are a lot of power outages, or at least were yesterday. I talked on the phone probably 5 hours yesterday to people and taking care of business and what have you. And a lot of people around Charlotte were without power. So we had a rough past two days, and we talk about water all the time. Well, you got it yesterday, and if you had a leak or prone to leaks, you probably got them yesterday. I got a new leak yesterday in the toolbox over at the warehouse. And I went out to cook a little dinner last night, and I noticed the range was a little wet. And there was water all over the back of it. And I said, oh, dear. So we had a leak appear. But there again, with the rains being what they were. But my flooding warehouse is remedied. They came and cleaned out the drain line last week, and it worked like a champ, and yay, No water. Lucky. Because before this, the drain was backing up, and it would literally flood the warehouse. But now it's much better. So, Darnell McManus is in the house this morning. We're going to talk to her. Darnell, you're going to talk about 6 inches from the mic.
All right.
Bring in. There you go.
She's a newbie to radio. But,
right here.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I got it.
And Mark Pondo's lost. A home inspector that can't find his way, but we'll get him here. He'll show up eventually, and we'll get him on the air here and talk to him a little bit. But you know, I got several inquiries yesterday about generators. We're going to talk about generators a little bit, and now after the fact, we talk about generators. But you know, since it's fresh on our mind, a storm and what have you, we're going to bring it up. We got a lot to talk about because I have no idea what my friend here, Darnell McManus, is about. How are you, Darnell?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Good morning.
For coming up this morning.
Oh yeah, thanks for having me.
We're going to find out what she's all about because I have no idea. All I know is a fixer-upper. I don't know what that means. I do know what fixer-upper means because I'm kind of a fixer-upper at heart. You know, if it's broke, we're going to fix it. That's my motto. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Just the way it is. This is an indication of how people can meet. I met her on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a social media platform, as a lot of us know. And Facebook and social media. I don't pay much attention to Instagram, Facebook, what have you, but LinkedIn is a professional connection between professionals in the industry and real estate, construction, whatever, you know, finance, you name it, it's on there. Okay, and it's also national. It's nationwide. It's just not a local thing. I post on it with not as much as I used to. Frankly, I've kind of shied away from social media, but the truth of the matter is you can't grow your business if you're not on social media.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a sad case of state of affairs, but it is what it is. At any rate, I met her. She made a post about what she made a post about. I can't remember, but I just liked it. So I said she'd be an interesting guest because it just something about it just hit me. So I gave her a call. I reached out to her. And that's the beauty about technology, I must say, because I reached out, she reached back, and we developed this program today. Because, one, I felt her passion. I go after people that are passionate, that have a reason, that have a goal, that have purpose. Because purpose is something we are lacking in our culture today. People are chasing their tails right now. Most people don't know which ends up because of the psyop that's going on in front of you every day on that stupid television. The television right now has been weaponized beyond belief, and it has got this culture we live in, this society we live in, all kind of crazy. With the political arena, what it is, and the divisive measures the media's taken, we are one messed up bunch of puppies. At least that's the way I see it. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm being realistic because I live in it too. It's like every day somebody gets up and stirs a bucket of mud up. And it's just what it seems like right now. But what's the answer? And I discussed this with some elderly friends of mine that I did a job for this week. What's the answer to all this mayhem? Love. Love. Compassion. Empathy. We've got to care. And that's what I sense from Miss Darnell here. Now, Darnell, where are you from?
I am originally from Charlotte. I'm an original Charlottean.
You're a homie too. What part of town?
East Side.
What? Where?
Near Eastland Mall area.
Yeah.
Yes.
Windsor Park area. Kind of there. But
yeah,
that's
country club over there by Morningside.
Okay.
Yes.
So, country club, the older part, almost Plaza Midwood.
Yes.
Because the oldest golf course in the city of Charlotte is Charlotte Country Club, which is over in Plaza Midwood.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that. Well, there's Mark Pondo.
Good morning. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for coming. Morning.
Sorry, I'm a couple of minutes late. I found it.
It don't matter. It don't matter. You're here.
I took the long way to highway.
Well, it's okay. Things are a little slow out there this morning, that's for sure. Traffic's beautiful this morning. There is none, relatively speaking. Yeah. But see, you were raised over in the east part of Charlotte.
Yes.
What road did you grow up on?
Logie Avenue.
Oh, Logie. Yes. I know Logie. One of the first foundation repairs I ever was a part of was on Logie.
Oh, wow.
And that's a floodplain, right?
Yes, I think so.
Did y'all ever flood down there?
No, I do not remember that.
It's in a floodplain because some of those houses aren't even there anymore. Were you aware of that? That's a real low area. That was the condition of, anyway, you said Logie, and that one house, we had to jack up under it. Real old house.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was on stone, old stone foundations,
yes.
You know, and had beams in it, old hand-hewn beams. Anyway, so you grew up on Logie.
Yes, I did.
Right off Central Avenue.
Yes.
That's awesome. How many brothers, sisters?
I have three sisters and two brothers, which one of my brothers has passed away. I have a twin sister as well.
Identical, yeah. Paternal what?
Identical.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
So there's two of you.
Yes.
That's awesome. She live here too?
Yes, she does. She's in Hickory Grove.
All right. Yeah. So you grew up in Charlotte?
Yes.
What'd you do? You went to Garinger?
Yes.
See, how did I know that? So did I.
Okay.
I graduated a little before you.
Okay.
I graduated in 70. How about you?
88.
88?
Yes.
Cool. What'd you do after high school? Tell me the story about homie Darnell McManus.
I had children. And
well, that's cool.
Yes, I did.
That's a good thing.
Yep. I've always...
So you got to high school and you got married and had babies.
Yes, I did. And I did not have my first job until I was 26 years old.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So
I was
a mom.
Housewife and mom, yes.
What'd your husband do, can I ask?
He owned a carpet cleaning business.
Sure.
Yes, and, you know, I stayed with him for a long time, and then, you know, we grew apart, so that's what happens.
Another story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, it happens.
Yeah.
It happened to me once or twice or three times.
Yeah.
Once or twice. The grass is always greener for them. At least that's what they thought. It wasn't. Not at all. Anyway, that's another day, another story. The saga continues. All right. So you left there. I mean, you left that situation. What'd you do at 26?
I started out, you know, found me a job and, you know, started my life over. So,
well, you know, a lot of that happens.
Yeah.
Especially with women of today because, oh dear, don't get me going on men. well, we've got a man problem in our culture today. Men don't know how to be men anymore. They really, and when I say that, most men and women sit around and bob their heads up and down, you know, unfortunately. But you got kids. How many kids did you have?
I have three children, Brandon, Cody, and Christian.
All boys?
All boys.
How old are they?
36, 34, and 24.
What they doing?
They all have different businesses. One sells cars, one does tree work, and the other one works at a hospital.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Amazing. Now, how many of them are happy?
I guess all of them. They should be.
Well, no, you hope they are.
Yes, they are.
See, that's the number one thing we want for our kids, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, some people say success. Well, what is success?
Yeah.
Success is happy.
Happy as it can be.
Yes, happy
if
as
you can be.
Be
happy, you typically you'll have purpose like the tree guy. He works all the time, doesn't he?
That's what Cody does. Yes, that's my middle son.
Right.
Yes.
Now, which one was more rambunctious growing up and more talkative? I'm gonna guess. Can I guess?
Yes.
That's the middle one.
Probably the third one.
The third
Christian.
One?
Yeah. Yes.
I was about to say I'm a third, so
okay.
I agree.
Yeah.
With that.
Okay. So
yes.
Christian's the noisiest.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I was the noisiest in my family.
Hey, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. How about that?
Okay. So here, now I got to ask you to go. How old are you now?
I'll be 55 in December.
Now what are you doing with yourself?
I am starting a business with the Fixer Upper, and that's what I currently do.
Normally, I got to tell you this because, see, I have motives behind what I do.
Okay.
I knew you were starting out. I knew you were, you know, and now here's the deal. You could ask me, Ray Terry, why do you get somebody starting out in business to come on your program? Because we need more startups, the people who are brave, courageous, and are willing to step out there and serve their passion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she's doing.
Yep.
She's an example of someone in life, 55-year-old, single mom?
No.
You're married now.
Yes,
okay.
I'm married.
Married again. And married again, and, you know, married here at 55, starting a new business. And why?
I don't know. I just, something that I love to do. This is my passion. It's always been, since I probably was about 11 or 12 years old, I've always liked to organize things and clean things. And I guess I get it from my mom.
You what you do yet.
You're not scared of work either.
See? No, I'm not scared of work.
See,
my work ethic is strong.
What you do, but you just said it. I've always loved to do this.
Yes.
And what is it again? What'd you love to do as a kid?
Just organizing and decorating. That's what I've always loved to do. Decor is my main thing.
Make it pretty.
Yes, to make it pretty.
Make it pretty.
Yes.
And so here you are at 55 years old starting now. What is it you do? What can you do? What's your service? What's your purpose? How do you serve?
Okay, well, professional organizer, I kind of like just go in their houses and declutter anything that they haven't used in the past 90 days. Do you need it? Are you going to need it in the next 90 days? If not, let's discard it. Let's get organized. Let's go ahead and, you know, get a plan and, you know, make it pretty. And,
well,
make it where you can
find what you
need. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I got you here for, because you said organizer.
Yes.
I've been in remodeling and home improvement for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Probably as long as both of y'all put together. And one thing that is needed is we got to take a break.
Okay.
But we'll come back. I'll introduce Mark Pondo, the great lost one, here in a minute.
Oh, boy.
from Rock Solid Home Inspection.
I'm grateful to be here.
Well,
yes.
I'm glad you came, man.
Thank
good to have you. It ain't no problem. We get late people all the time. It's not a big deal. Don't worry about it.
I'm never late for work. Saturday morning. I took the long way. I tell you, the highway was...
All right. Mark Pondo, Darnell McManus, we're in the house today talking on about your house. Storm's gone. A lot of work to do. A lot of cleanup around the country to do this morning.
Where's camera at?
Where's camera? Right there. Right there.
We're all live.
Yeah. And we're going to scoot you around where you can see people here in a minute. All right. Come on back on About Your House, 704-227-8986. You're listening to Fox Sports Charlotte. Download the free app. Go on your browser, foxsportsradiocharlotte.com. We're on Facebook Live. We're also on YouTube Live, About Your House radio page. Come back. We'll be here.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I've spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rental cars and westbound trains, and now you're off on vacation. Something you tried to explain. And darling, it's I look so. That's the reason.
and I just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown L.A. haze, and I just want you back by my side. I can't help it, honey.
All right, welcome back. You're Jimmy Buffett. We ain't listened to him in a while. Got Darnell McManus, a fixer-upper, and Mark Pondo, rock solid home inspection in the house today, talking to Darnell about what she's all about.
And hey, don't forget my A, Ray. I'm A Rock Solid.
A Rock Solid.
Oh. A Rock Solid Home Inspection LLC. Yes, sir.
A Rock Solid.
And okay. There's a couple of names around, like within.
Talk close to the mic.
There's a company or two that have started something with a similar name. I've actually gotten a call from a realtor about an inspection, and it wasn't mine, and I told her to call me next time, but it was ROK, Rock Solid. Mine is A, Rock Solid Home Inspection, LLC.
A, Rock Solid Home Inspection,
capital LLC. A, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Gotcha. Well, clarification.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and identification. I understand it totally. Well, since I got you on the mic here, how long you been in Charlotte?
I was born here.
You were born in Charlotte. You're another homie. Got a studio full of homies today.
Yes, sir. I was born here.
What part of town you born in?
I was born in near the city, which, you know, used to not have so many buildings.
That's okay. What part of town?
Well, I'd say where?
You don't know where you grew up?
All around here, I guess.
East part of Charlotte?
Yeah, Park Road. Between here, South Boulevard, and Park Road.
Right, I got you. Well, me too.
First church I went to when I was five was off of Park Road.
Okay.
One of my grandmothers lived off of Poindexter over
there. Oh, yeah, sure. I went to Sedgefield. On Poindexter.
Some of my uncles did.
That's why I asked this question, because it's nice to talk to people who know Charlotte.
Yes, sir.
Because most people don't have a clue.
You're talking to a native.
Yeah. And then you get a bunch of people say, where are you from? I'm born and raised in Charlotte. Oh, you're one of the, what do they call us, unicorns? you're a unicorn. No, I'm a Charlotteian.
We don't exist anymore.
Now, he's one, too.
Oh, okay.
So you got four people in studio this morning. So.
I went to elementary school in Indian Trail.
Really?
My parents moved around just a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Cool. That's all right.
Yeah, just a little bit.
That's what cars are all about.
Yes, sir.
You know? But now, how long have you been in the industry? You're a home inspector.
Yes, sir. I'm a residential licensed North and South Carolina. I do some commercial inspections also.
How long you been inspecting?
21 years.
You know our buddy Preston?
Oh, yes.
Everybody knows Preston. Yeah,
they call him Funny Pants.
Funny Pants. I call him the ultimate marketeer in real
estate. Yes, sir. He's an amazing guy.
He really is.
Yeah.
And I always got to bring him up to other fellow home inspectors.
No worries.
I've been reluctant to have home inspectors on the show, Mark.
Okay.
Because y'all call such a ruckus.
I'm sorry.
And you know what I'm talking about, too, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, sir.
21 years at it. Yeah, you do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But, you know, I realize the importance, especially with quality being what it is today, or frankly, what it isn't today. With quality being what it isn't, if that makes any sense, we need more inspections. I hate saying it, but it's clarification.
Yes.
You need some help.
Yes, sir.
Because it's gotten worse, has it not?
Yes, sir.
Now, we're not going to give specifics because you told me.
No worries.
We ain't going to put anybody under the bus. Nobody goes under the bus today.
Well, I mean, you know, the truth is you do need an inspection. You need an unbiased opinion. You know, you need someone on your side when you're purchasing a home that is not going to benefit financially, whether you buy it or not.
Right.
You know, they're there on your behalf. And that's who I am. You know, I'm working for the buyer. When I'm under a contract to do an inspection and code of ethics with my buyers, they're the only ones I'm talking to. I'm working for them. I'm not there. I'm not there for the other parties that have a financial interest in whether the home sells or sure. whether whether the home is in great condition or not. I'm just there to give the condition. I'm giving the facts. It is what it is. And you know what? They can negotiate from there.
Right.
They can take...
it's all about the bottom line.
They can take the findings and fix them. You know, if they want, they can negotiate to have them fixed.
Or so, just put a little dollar mark in the line their own.
Or they can financially settle. This sure. is what we'll give you because he found that. And, you know, it's not. I'm not there to make waves. I'm just there to help my buyer. You know, I want them to be happy and safe in their new home.
Exactly.
Are you following me?
Oh, yeah. With you 100%.
Yes,
sir. It's what we do. I do the same thing. I just do it a different way. You do it the same way, too. Now, I can tell you a little fact about this girl right here, this little lady. You're a little ADHD. You know how I know that?
Probably why I like to
you
clean.
You know how I know that?
Organize.
So am I. It's
yes.
okay. Most,
yeah.
Most people are. You know how I know? Because you can't be still.
No. Like, I'm ready to do something now. I'm looking around.
I know, and I love it. Look, I'm not being critical.
Oh, I know.
I'm just being observant.
Yeah.
You know, but your little mind just to working over.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Just to going crazy.
Always.
Feel free to jump in if you.
No, this is all this is conversation.
Yes.
3 hours, we're going to talk about what y'all do.
Oh, wow.
What you do, you know, what we do collectively and serve.
Yes.
In our industry.
Yes.
Because, you know, well, let me go back to you, Darnell. You know, you said you've always, as a young girl or mm-hmm. adolescent, whatever, loved to organize, decorate, and all. Well, it took you long enough to get here, you know. What made you wake up one day and says, I'm tired, I'm going to do, I mean, what put you here?
I've, you know, owned a lot of homes and decorated those, but this one house that we have now, we've lived in it for 2 years this month, and Mark did the inspection on it as well. I don't know, it was a really big house, and I started buying things for it and decorating, and I have a sitting room, and I've decorated it twice, and I don't know, just people look, and they say, oh, wow, you know, this is your thing, you know, and they kept telling me, you know, this is your thing, this is your thing, and I said, you know, maybe it is, and just one day, I just woke up, and I said, okay, let me, you know, try something, and everybody is, like, you know, supporting me with this, and I've had a few jobs, and, you know, they pay very well, you know, and I hope this keeps going forward. And a lot of people, you know, they work all the time and don't have time to organize. Okay, you can work Monday through Friday, and you can clean your house, but after you do that, you're so tired. You have closets, you have, you know, your bathroom cabinets, you have your pantry. You're just throwing stuff in there. You're not organizing, and people don't have time for that. And that's where I come in to play and, you know, offer my services for that.
Organization.
Yes.
Well, you know, I've spent the last 2 months of my life selling my life or getting rid of my life. And what I mean by that is everything I've had in life is gone.
I understand that.
Because I'm getting older, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and nobody wants it.
That's right.
And I have spoken and had this conversation with a lot of boomers mm-hmm. through the years being in my business. One of the questions I ask a lot of people are where you want to die. And everybody says, well, that's awfully harsh. No, it's not. No, it's a very reasonable, logical question. Where do you want to die? In other words, where you want to live in your last years. You know, a lot of most people will say, I want to live in my home. Well, a lot of you can't. Not with medical issues. You can't. But along with that is, okay, you got to move, downsize, all your stuff. What you going to do with it? All that stuff. Well, all my stuff is gone. What little bit I have, and very little, relatively speaking, I have left is what there is. Well, you know, we've all got to go there. You ain't getting out of here. You can't take it with you. You know, now what the service you're offering is pretty good. Now I've had some other junkers in here. You know what I mean by they come and you talk to them. They'll literally clean your attic out. They'll clean your garage out because a lot of you people are a bunch of hoarders. You know, and we're raised to this day, we're all raised to buy stuff. You're going to buy stuff. And you buy more stuff. And then you got all these closets in the attic. Not only your stuff, but you got your children's stuff. And then you call them up and say, come get your stuff. And you never can get them over there to get your stuff. I think you see the point, and a lot of you listening to me right now know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes.
My mother, for about 10 years, she would say, when are you going to get your stuff? I doubt it. Oh, Mom, we'll get over and get it soon. Yeah, well, soon ain't soon enough anymore. You know, we're getting down here. And all that stuff came to me and my brothers. And, you know, now I asked my son one day on this note. He came into the warehouse, and I said, What do you think of all this stuff? What's got to do with me? I said, the minute I die, it becomes your stuff.
Exactly.
What you going to do with it?
Yeah.
He said, well, this ain't my stuff. I said, you didn't hear what I said, did you? But the you aren't listening. Well, pretty common. But the point is, what do you do with all your stuff? And you're one of them stuff handlers.
Yep. So I had a garage that I cleaned out. A couple days ago, it was organized, but they had a lot of stuff that was the same stuff, like a lot of cleaning supplies, and they had like four of those and, you know, stuff like that. I loaded up an SUV, and I went to Christian Ministries in Stanfield and donated most of the stuff there.
Right.
And that's what I do. If you don't want it, I will get rid of it for you. I can either go, I usually go to Christian Ministries is where I go.
So you do something with it for the good.
Oh, yes, exactly.
You recycle it somewhere.
Yes, I do. Somebody's going to get it. I don't just throw it in the trash.
Here's the sad part to what I just said and experienced. I couldn't do it by myself because it's emotional. And I told the fellow that was helping me, Jaquan, the guy I'm working with and mentoring now, that I said, I'm not going to be able to help you a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but I want you to understand why. This is my childhood, my life, everything you see is right here. And look, we're going to throw it in the dump. I mean, to say that, it's kind of like, it just sounds so cold, but nobody wants it. I haven't, as to your point, I hadn't touched this stuff in over 8 years. What on earth do I need it for?
Yeah, and I've had to work with people and look at them and say, when's the last time you used this? Do you need this? Or are you going to use it, you know, in the next year? If
right.
you're not, you know, let someone else have this. Or, you know, less is more, really, in a home, which I have a lot of decorations in my home. But
I know you do.
I do. I do. But
you're a frou-frou girl.
Yeah,
just remember less
I'm bougie.
Is more sometimes.
You're bougie. I love it. She owns it.
Yes, I do. My children even say, Mom is bougie. I am. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, when it comes to decorating, that's one thing. But having clutter and trying to organize things for the purpose of good, that's a whole different level. But, you know, open up a pantry door and you see where something is. You know exactly where it is. You remember where it is. But going back to the subject, far as, you know, I have to help people work through getting rid of stuff, you know.
It's a great.
I will say this too.
That's what brought you here.
Yes.
It's a great career pathway
uh-huh.
for somebody, especially your age.
Yes.
Because you've lived life. You've
yes.
got three kids. You've experienced all those things.
Yes, exactly.
That you're addressing.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, the point is, you baby boomers, you can't take it with you.
That's right.
Exactly.
You can't take it with you, and your kids don't want it. Now, I might be wrong. Might be, but to my experience, talking to a lot of my constituents in the baby boomer area, we're pretty much all the same. You know,
yeah.
really. Like it or not. And by the way, on another note, you help create this madness with all the kids, okay? You boomers out there that want your kids to have a better life than you, how's that working for you? I want to know. Some of you, great. Some of you, not so great. We got to let our kids find their way, and we can't push them our way. because I see that a lot.
Yeah.
And not only boomers, not so bad as the other generations. And I don't know all the names. Generation Z, I don't like putting a bunch of buckets on the floor, putting people in it.
Generation X.
Generation, yeah, what are you?
Up with all that.
We're X.
I can't remember. I don't know. I'm a boomer, I know. And all the boomers are dying off. We're going away.
And they've
wanted that for years, too. Now, who is they? The controllers. Because we're the last generation like we are. There ain't many people. Mark, how old are you?
55.
You're 55.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're up beyond the curve, you might say, as far as trades, schooling and all this. Because when you came up, there was more trade in schools, more involvement in schools with creativity, imagination.
Oh, yeah. We had wood shop in junior high school. Yeah.
And mechanic.
Typing.
There were girls taking mechanic in school.
I know. Well, and believe it or not, they're doing it. They're starting it again.
Thank God. There is
a new movement coming back with the put tools in schools with CTE. That is the three letters for vocational education that they call it, careers and technical education. Huh. I wonder who come up with that one. But anyway, vocational education, I kind of like that. You know what I mean? When I say that, do you know what I'm talking about? Vocational ed?
Yeah.
Right? You know what that is, right? Where'd you go to elementary school?
I went to Midwood.
Right up the street there?
Yeah, on the plaza.
Right.
Central Avenue, yes. And
you went to Eastway?
No, we went to Hawthorne.
You went to Hawthorne.
Both of us, yeah.
I got you. So y'all grew up together kind of throughout the year?
Yes.
School, friends, college.
Yes.
Then you went to Garinger. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Indian Trail Elementary.
Yeah.
Based on my parents.
Sure.
Local, and then I went to Chantilly.
Right.
Which is the Kim School of Taekwondo off of Independence.
Yeah.
And then I went to
Hawthorne,
and then I went to Garinger.
Right.
Yeah.
So you went to Garinger too?
Yes, sir. I graduated in 87.
Got it. So y'all not only homies, y'all neighborhood people.
Junior high school.
Yeah.
We go way back.
Gotcha. What'd you do when you get out of high school, Mark?
Ooh, well.
Talk close to the mic.
Let's see. I actually did flooring and some other construction.
So that's what took you there?
During summers in high school.
Right.
With my father, he actually did site work. He was a manager for Sunoco Corporation.
Sure.
And he still, even though he worked second shift, third shift, whatever shifts, he wanted in the summers to do something with me. And he took me with his contractor, and we did like 4 and 6 hours.
Sure.
Every day or every other day in the summers when I was out of school. But now when I got out of school, I actually kind of followed his footsteps. I went to work for Sunoco, and I worked 17 years for that corporation.
What'd you do for Sunoco?
I was a lithographer, crew leader. I had three guys under me.
A what?
I ran an 8-color.
What'd you call it?
A lithographer.
A lithographer.
A craftsman. A journeyman.
In what area? Everything out in the
printing.
Field? Printing?
Printing.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I ran an 8-color.
Okay.
From Germany was the
Graphics.
Last press. Yeah, I went to Chicago twice for training, and I was running an 8-color with a perfector when I left. I had three guys under me. Yes, and I was at the front of the machine, and the bottom guy was at the back, and it was bigger than two houses, these machines that I was running. So, but, yeah, it was industrial work.
You keep getting away from your mic.
I'm sorry.
Stay on your mic. Well, it's okay.
Stay on the mic.
That's what it's called. That's why we got
stay on the mic.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
So you were in graphic.
Graphic arts. Yes, sir.
Graphic arts.
Yes, sir. I was running.
For 17 years?
Production. Yes,
17
sir.
Years?
Yes, sir. And I did this job that I'm currently doing that I've had for 21. I overlapped them 3 years. I did both jobs.
Okay.
For 3 years. And then I finally left Sunoco Corporation.
Sunoco, I thought that was an oil company, but it's not the
they
same
have
one.
Many different. They're into everything. They're into a lot of different things.
Yeah, because it's an oil company. Yeah. They got all the money in the world.
And they've changed names. The company I worked for, they changed names. Actually, they were somebody else.
Diversified.
And then Sunoco bought them, and then they were another company. You know, so
yeah, I know how corporate America works.
Yes, sir. They'll sell you fast.
Buy. And every time it does, cause you more grief.
And that was right beside Lance here on South Boulevard.
Oh yeah,
17 years.
Sure.
Yes, sir. I'm very familiar with the area. So.
Yep, Lance.
Yep.
The Lance building.
USA Crackers.
Yep. Man, you could always tell when you drove down South Boulevard, you could smell it.
Oh, yes.
I love it. But that's neat. And then you just went into full-time home inspection.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got any kids?
I do not.
Cool.
I do not. And my thoughts are eight is enough. She couldn't have any, so.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I hear you.
So,
You've been in home inspection 21 years
21
now.
21 years.
On your side of the fence with real estate, what have you seen in the past 5 years in real estate in Charlotte?
The trend is more.
And it is trending.
Big city. You know, the values are changing where, you know, there's a lot of things that occur that I don't want to be a part of, like vendor programs and things that my license frowns on.
Relative to what vendor programs?
Well, for the first 13 years I was licensed, I could lose my license if I gave, say, a realtor 3 bottles of wine to give me an inspection.
Right.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
Okay. So they changed the rules. They made a loophole. If an office were to advertise, like if you were to pay them $1,500 to have your business name posted in their office and them to be you to be the preferred vendor, the one they recommend.
It's a cash cow.
So anyway.
Money.
My licensure.
Everything in business today.
Yes.
Everything we do now. Everything we do.
Yep.
Education, headcount, money.
Yep.
That's what we live with.
I hear music. Are we on break?
You pick. He learns quick. Didn't have to tell you.
Didn't have to tell me.
You picked up on it quick. All right, we're going to take a break here. I got Mark Pondo in the house. A Rock Solid Home Inspection, LLC.
There you go.
And then we got Darnell McManus, a fixer-upper. We're going to find out. We're going to really plow her garden in a minute.
Whoa.
And find out what she's all about. But a great service, an organizer, I'll come up with another name for her, too. She's a track. Well, we'll figure it out and come back. You're listening to About Your House on Fox Sports Charlotte. Download the free app. Stream us live. By far the best way to hear us. Facebook Live, YouTube Live, About Your House radio page. We'll be right back.
You took me to the sky. I've never been so high. You were my fear. You were my friends. You were my hope. Baby, you were my smoke. You dropped the bomb.
You dropped the bomb on me. Baby, you dropped the bomb on me.
But you turned me.
Saturday morning, Mark Pondo, A Rock Solid LLC.
Oh, boy.
And Darnell McManus, a fixer-upper.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming in today.
Appreciate it.
Darnell, you were talking about, you know, the one thing I keep going back to is how valuable the service you render to people, you know.
Yes.
You serve people with is great. Because that's what brought you here.
Yes.
Because I know in many houses, you too, Mark, you've been in houses that you've had to inspect, and there's so much junk clutter around. And the thing is, as you get older, I mean, the elderly ailments, you might say, dementia, I go with strokes, just of the vast amount of health issues that occur as we age.
Yes.
And, you know, and then people grow older in the same place, stationary, and they're, you know, aging in place, so to speak. And you've got this enormous responsibility of this house because your kids don't want it. What am I going to do with it? Well, here you go. This is one avenue of approach. You call the junk people and just leave for 3 days. They can clean it out for you. There's different ways to do it, but she will help you with that, do you not?
Oh, exactly. Yes. I do have a client, last week, that I was helping, of course. They're elderly. She has a very large house and, you know, was thinking, you know, if something happened to her husband, she wanted to be prepared. So that's something we're doing right now.
I had that same conversation with a couple I did a job for this week.
Yes.
They're in their 80s.
Yes, they are as well. That'd be wild if those same people.
No, they're not. It's not.
Well, anyway, yeah, that's something that I'm doing as well. And that is a room by room thing we're doing. So I'll go back Monday and start on another room.
What do you do? I mean, do you go sit down with them and talk to them on what do they expect?
I will go to their house and I'll give an estimate and look and see all what they have and if we need boxes or containers, something, stuff that they're going to keep. We will separate the piles, one for like charity and the other one for stuff they're keeping or something they want to give away to someone. We have another pile for that. We go through all that. Now, you know, I have to help people work through certain things, far as
it's emotional.
Yeah, things that they don't want to get rid of.
It's like, and I was going there because
yes,
and this is what I didn't want to do for me. Because I knew if I looked in it, I'd say I can't get rid of that. But I could do that on half the stuff in that pile.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example. It's horrible what I'm about to say. Horrible. My father's Navy outfit. Why? What do I keep it for? Who wants it?
Yeah.
What's it good for?
But it's
I kept the flag.
Sentimental for you.
Well, I'll be gone.
Yeah.
Then what? That's the point.
Yeah, who's going to get it when you leave?
Yeah, it can't go on and on and on because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's the reality of our lives, folks. Sorry to tell you.
Yeah.
But 10 years after you're gone, nobody really cares anyway. People live and they die. And what we're talking about here is how do you end it? How do you wrap up what you've got? How do you dispose of what you've got? How do you handle it? This is what you're doing.
Exactly. And also I help, there's something else I'm offering as well, helping people with their decor for Christmas. I do have a client that's coming.
Are you a decorator lady?
Oh, sure I am. I'll declutter,
Bougie,
professional organizer, and decorator.
Come
yes.
In, let me decorate your house.
Yes. Let me put that special touch on your home.
No, that's cool.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
That's another great service.
Yes.
Become very popular here in the past decade.
Yeah. Well, the client that I'll be helping is his wife has dementia, and they want to have Christmas. So I'll be going and doing an estimate, looking over the Christmas arrangements and the Christmas tree. If they need to get new stuff, then we will get that. I'll go ahead and get everything in the books so I'll know what I need to do. There's a process to do things.
Oh, you got to have
people's homes. Yeah, I got to have a plan.
If you don't have a plan, you're going to plan to fail.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't have the motivation to do what she can come in and help them get started with.
Yes.
That's exactly the point. That's why she's here.
After you do the dishes and the laundry, I mean, you still have, you need stuff organized, you know? So that's what I'm here for.
What about kitchens? What do you do?
I do kitchen pantries. I can do your dishes. Anything we can go through, Tupperware or, you know, plastic containers, stuff that, you know, have that you don't use anymore.
Cool Whip buckets.
That, exactly. Yeah. I haven't seen any of those lately, though.
I always think about that, that you open cabinets and you see stuff that have, that 30, 40 years old. Stuff in the back of those cabinets you haven't seen in 20 years.
I know.
Or longer, you know. And this is kind of what we're talking about, you know, about those things. What do you do with them? Hey, a fixer-upper.
There you go.
Yep.
The answer.
It's an end-of-the-road chore, so to speak.
Yeah. Also have a Facebook page if anybody wants to go on there. It's The Fixer-Upper.
The.
The Fixer-Upper. Yes, on Facebook platform, yes.
You don't have a web page yet, do you?
No, not yet. I'll get there.
Well, hey, look.
Yeah.
Don't be in such a hurry.
Yeah.
Lord of mercy, to be in business today, what it entails is unbelievable. And the deeper you get, the more time it takes, the more money it takes, the more people it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's simple anymore, is it?
No.
I'll get all my tips from Mark over here.
Oh, boy.
He owns a business.
Well, I
was slam busy for 18 years. They were begging me to work Sundays, and then this last couple, 3 years has just been weird, different.
What caused COVID do it?
COVID started it, you know, people not coming out. You have different people with different ideas, and some want to come to inspection, and some want you to electronically do everything because they don't want to catch a cold, you know.
Everybody's so fearful.
Some people are.
Yeah, this week, I got to share this.
Some people are, some people aren't.
Well, I agree.
I shake a lot of hands at houses, and they are not scared of anything.
God gave us an immune system.
Yes, sir.
And God gave us everything we need to stay healthy. You can't go buy it at the doctor's office. You can't go buy it at CVS or Walgreens. You got it. You carry it around with you. You were born with it. And that's the truth.
Yes.
This week, a lot of crud going around, a lot of coughing, and a lot of, most people say, I got COVID. Oh, you ain't got COVID. You got a dang cold. They done switched up on you, and you done paid attention. You done watched the weaponization of mainstream media. If you watch that stupid TV long enough, you believe everything they tell you. God. But anyway, you were born with all you need this week. I've been working around a guy with a cold. Oh, you're going to get sick. Oh, you're going to get sick. No, I'm not. Why is everybody that way?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
If you eat well, take care of yourself, exercise, drink fluids, you know, eat good nutritional food and take care of yourself, you won't get sick.
Your immune system will do the rest, right?
Yeah. Now, we all get a cold every now and then.
Yeah, you're going to get under the weather. You're going to have a flu sometimes. You're going to
get sick. Take care, jump into bed. Take care of yourself. 3 days ought to knock it out. Now, it works. Mm-hmm. Am I right or wrong on this?
And a lot of times people get run down because they've been working so many hours.
And then what do you do? You say, I got to go to the doctor. For what? Yes. Well, I got to find out what's wrong. You're sick. But all he's going to do is prescribe a medicine, send you home to say this, and then again, when you get there, he won't give you but 10 to 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting my point?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this cash cow called the medical industry, I'm telling you, it's all about money. They want your they want you as a customer.
Mm-hmm.
So go on down there and check it out. But anyway, no, I'm not going to get sick. I will eventually. We all do.
Yeah, you'll get a cold, you'll get a flu.
I'll get a cold and I'll get a little bug, but I won't go get a flu shot. See, that's something else, too, when you go to the doctor. Have you been vaccinated?
I have not.
I have not answered
CVS for the last 5 vaccinations they offered me because my insurance covers it. It's like, do you need a flu shot?
See, well, there's another game in this equation called insurance.
Yeah.
And God help all the people.
They're all working together because CVS gets paid.
It's a cash cow.
Gets paid every time I get
money.
I get a vaccine or a flu shot or whatever, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't mean to get off on this tangent, but people need to wake up. You know, this thing called insurance, and I'm going to talk about insurance around the storm and how many people lost everything the past 48 hours. There's people out there who lost everything they had because the last storm that came through a year ago, they don't have any insurance because they couldn't get coverage because of the last storm.
Wow.
So now they've lost everything and with no insurance to rebuild.
That's horrible.
That's out there in
many areas.
Many areas right now. Terrible, terrible.
And there's many in the that can relate to that health coverage wise.
Yeah,
well.
We'll talk about it more right here on About Your House coming up. Hour number two. Go get you a cup of coffee. Bloody Mary, whatever suits your fancy. Come on back. We'll be here.
Make no mistake where you are.
You're awake now. It's time for hour two of About Your House, and we are still having some great conversations with Fixer Upper Darnell McManus and Mark Pondo of A Rock Solid Home Inspection. So we're going to continue the conversation going here on About Your House. And as always, About Your House is brought to you by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed general contractor in North and South Carolina. From the hills to the coast. If you have a problem, they have a solution. Also brought to you by PutToolsInSchools.org, connecting students to the tools of the trades and raising awareness of the many career pathways. Again, go check out their new and improved website, PutToolsInSchools.org. Now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
People are familiar, and Brent McDowell, Brent, if you're listening, and I think you are, how about giving us a call here? I want to ask some questions about Lake Lure. The French Broad River goes right through Lake Lure and Chimney Rock, through Bat Cave, starts up, way up there, and runs through Bat Cave, Lake Lure, Chimney Rock, and all that community. I've stayed many years. I was raised in Charlotte, like we talked about earlier, and I've been to the North Carolina mountains more times than I could count, especially as a kid, with my relatives that had cabins up there and what have you. Over the past 48 hours, the water that's run through that French Broad River, I'm thinking, had to take out most of the cabins because it took the Flowering Bridge away, from what I understand. And the Flowering Bridge, if you know Lake Lure, was the old displaced bridge they had turned into a garden. Absolutely beautiful. Well, it's gone. The water, so I can only imagine that if it's gone, all those cabins are gone too. And a lot of the what's in Chimney Rock Park there, Chimney Rock community, is gone as well. Devastation has just wreaked total havoc on North Carolina, western part of the state. We don't even know how bad yet. So a lot of people are definitely in sad shape, not just in the mountains, all in the whole southeastern United States in the path of that storm. The coastal areas of Florida are gone. One island, Cedar something, it's gone.
Wow.
Everything that made it through the last storm last year didn't make it yesterday. So, and day before. So a lot of people are in a lot of need. Death toll, they don't have a clue, 40 plus.
Oh, no.
So it was this storm was a bad one in so many ways. And I know a lot of us in Charlotte go back to the Hugo days.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And lived through that. You both went through it.
Yeah. I went to work the morning after Hugo, and they said, we have a roof leak. We have no power. We have no lights. I dodged power poles riding down South Boulevard to get there.
Oh, yeah. I was lived over on Cooper Drive then.
I went on to South Carolina to my parents because we didn't have power for, 14 more days or something?
It depends on where you were.
Where you were, 10 to 14.
Yeah. But yesterday was devastating, and a lot of people are going to be without power for quite a while. So, and it's what I talk about generators a lot on this program through the years, and two people reached out to me yesterday and want to talk about generators. Folks, generators are a wonderful thing, you know, generator backup with automatic backups and transfer switches and all that. And something that I would highly recommend, and if you know a good electrical firm, electrician, a lot of electrical firms have generator installation capability. And it should be done correctly, safely. It should be inspected, permitted, and all that to do a good generator installation.
Yes.
But I call one customer of mine, well, actually a real good friend of mine, and she says, thank God for my generator yesterday, because she had a generator and she was fine.
Yeah.
So, and generators have become very, very popular in Charlotte.
Common.
Very popular.
Very common.
And if you don't have one and you know, you're looking at between $10,000 and $15,000 for a home full generator.
Covers.
And it's definitely a lifesaver if in the medical arena, if you've got medical issues or whatever. So it's something I would highly recommend if you're not don't have a generator, or you can get a lesser generator with a transfer switch installed for substantially less, about half as much, and only use it when then you go out there and plug it in. You can do that too. But the safest way to go is get a natural gas. If you've got natural gas coming into your house for cooking, heating, fireplaces, whatever, water heater, whatever, you may want to consider getting a full house backup generator on natural gas, because it cuts on automatically.
Yes.
All that's automatic. You don't have to worry about it. The minute the power goes out, the transfer switch cuts on and transfers to the generator. Generator fires up, and you're virtually without power.
And if you don't have gas, you can get a propane unit.
Oh, sure. Well, you can get propane. You can get gas if you fill it up, whatever.
And you can also research the utility companies. They will finance them. I'm with Union Power.
Right.
They will install a system and finance it and add certain amount a month to my bill if I give a down payment, you know, that kind of thing. I had my heating and air system installed by my power company.
That's great.
All new ductwork.
Well, and that's a great option too. But now's, don't wait until you need it.
Yeah.
That's my point. Why? I mean, we were lucky. In this area, we were lucky. We escaped. I mean, it went by us, and we lucked up, okay? Not like the day the Hugo came through town, but yesterday we missed it. But don't wait until it's too late. That's what I can say.
Brent's on the line.
Let me talk to him. Good morning, Mr. McDowell. How are you?
Good morning, Ray Terry. I am well, and I hope you are.
I'm good. How does...
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Where are you at right now?
I'm in Gastonia right now because I can't get to the cabin.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I don't know that you could get there this morning, probably.
No, I was going to go, but I'm waiting on... I've got a friend that works for FedEx. That's part of her route. She's going to give me a call if the road's clear, but I know we got so many trees, so many power lines down.
Do you know of what's happened up in Lake Lure in the Chimney Rock area? Are the cabins gone?
I mean, well, I'm not. From what I'm a member of a bunch of groups that I've been following. I don't really personally know any more than most people because I'm not there. But I know most of Chimney Rock's gone. All those storefronts are along the Broad River.
Yeah.
Restaurants. I saw a photo just a few minutes ago that showed a picture of it 2 or 3 days ago and a picture of it today, and it's just unbelievable, Ray, of all the devastation.
I can only imagine. Well, if the Flowering Bridge is gone, it's got to be devastating.
Yeah.
Because
that is sad.
That was a big chunk of bridge, and it's gone.
Now I did see someone say or read it that the bridge itself was still there.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, all the flowers, of course, all the pet memorabilia and, you know, the memories that people put up, you know.
Sure.
Collars and all that stuff.
Sure.
All of that's gone, but I think they said the bridge itself, so that can be rebuilt, but it won't, you know. Now, it's awful. Well, part of the good news is, you know, yesterday there were reports that the Lake Lure Dam was in imminent danger of failure. And, you know, that would have been catastrophic all the way down to our place. Now, not necessarily our cabin because, you know, it's up on a hill.
It's higher ground, yeah.
It's higher ground, but all that Broad River that runs all the way down through the other side of Lake Lure where we are, I mean, if that dam had a burst, it would have been... As it turns out, it doesn't look as bad for Lake Lure Town as Chimney Rock.
Yeah, I know that French Broad River. I've seen it myself. I've been there, and it's. I can only imagine how catastrophic what damage has happened there in Chimney Rock because it's literally right on the French Broad River.
It is. You know, those businesses and those restaurants on that... I guess that would be the west side of...
Yeah, right, on the river.
Then, you know, they're all gone. I mean, it's just hard to fathom.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I grew up with that little old village. I've been in Chimney Rock so many times as a kid, it was unreal. And in those cabins, too, all along the French Broad. I've stayed in them many times through the years. And I'm sure they're gone.
Yeah, and the Chimney Rock Park Bridge, they said, is gone.
The bridge is gone. Lord have mercy.
That's what I read. You know, again, don't know anything firsthand. But a number of those bridges up and down through there, as you could imagine. I mean, there's a lot of bridges.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I won't say all of them, but a lot of them are gone.
Yep.
You know, parts of I-40 is gone. I mean, you won't be able to travel that road for
Asheville,
going into Tennessee for months.
And we don't know the amount of damage in Asheville either, not yet.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Flooded.
You know, that Swannanoa, Black Mountain area, just, you know, 5 minutes from Asheville.
Yep.
So they had a hospital that they rescued about 40 people off the roof. A number of people that were on their roof because the water was that high, they had to rescue them with helicopters.
Waynesville flooded, that's Maggie Valley.
Right. Well, I tell you what, and we're not even discussing what's happened in Macon, I mean, Georgia and Florida and all that.
Yes.
There's towns that are literally wiped out.
Yes.
Totally.
I mean, you know, we had that rain, that front that came in prior to the hurricane that really kind of set the stage. It had nothing to do with the hurricane. It's just the weather pattern we had at the time, you know, that dumped a lot of rain before the hurricane rains came. So it sure, you know, it just added insult to injury.
Unbelievable. Sad day, I tell you. Very, very, very sad. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to call. And when you get up there, and I know you're anxious to get up there and check things out, give me a shout and let me know what you see.
I'll give you a call, Ray.
Thank you, Brent. Have a great weekend.
Thank you,
we appreciate it.
You too.
Okay.
Stay safe.
Yes, sir.
Bye. So there you go, Brent McDowell. He's a listener for, lives up in Gaston County, Gastonia. He got a beautiful cabin up in the Lake Lure area.
Wow.
You know, so anyway, sure hate it, man. And, you know, the thing is, we were talking about generators and all the weather. Things can change in an instant.
Yes.
Less than 48 hours ago, everything was fine. And today is a whole different day. And, for example, I went to a golf tournament Wednesday, the NARI, the National Association of Remodeling, annual golf tournament. Beautiful, beautiful day. Beautiful. Down out at Old Sycamore.
Mm-hmm.
And had a gorgeous time. A lot of industry people out there enjoying the day. And then 24 hours later, you're in the middle of a torrential hurricane.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
This weather is weird.
So, well, it's nature. That's what we deal with.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to generators. Like I said, if you're interested in a generator, if this power outage around Charlotte didn't show you anything, it showed you the importance of having backup generator. And they're not, relatively speaking, they're not as expensive as you might think. So it's something you may want to ponder and think about and putting on your budget and putting a generator, a whole house backup generator with your house. Very popular these days, something I'd recommend. All right, enough said about that. And if you got any questions or anything about anything at all, you can call 704-227-8986. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back on the other side with more about your house. I got Darnell McManus, a fixer-upper.
Yeah.
Then we got a rock-solid home inspection, LLC. In
there,
Mark Pondo. We're going to talk more home inspection.
Oh, boy.
And how to organize.
Amen.
There you go. And it is autumn. Have you cleaned your gutters lately? Speaking of the weather, if you didn't check your gutters out or have them cleaned out, I think it's time. What do you think? We'll be right back.
Yes.
Come interrogate me. Well, I appreciate your feelings and I don't want to pass you by.
Coffee drinkers, that's for sure. Y'all both live in Mint Hill now?
No, I'm in Locust, North Carolina.
Oh, Locust. Down
yes.
Down the street a piece.
She just moved, what?
2 years ago, September 23rd, we purchased our home.
Straight down Albemarle Road. Straight down Albemarle Road.
Yes. Yeah. 2427.
Know Locust very, very well, right below Midland.
She's in a wonderful place to live.
Yeah, the country.
Yes, sir. It's
get out of the city. And you know the great thing about Locust, it's not far down the street.
Nope.
No, but it's turning into the city now. It really is. They are growing very fast. You know, fast. Yes.
Everything in the nine counties surrounding Charlotte is just exploding.
It is.
Yes.
Mark, what's your – I'm going to shift gears here.
They're coming from every region, every place.
Your inspection company.
Yes, sir.
What do you inspect?
What do I inspect? I go into a house and look at it like a project.
Wait a minute. wait a minute now. What I mean is you've got realty company, new home inspections. Mm-hmm. You've got builder inspections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you do
New construction. My oldest house is 1890.
Right.
I inspect any house that comes my way that, that is the client feels that I need to be there.
And you, in the earlier days, say about 10 years ago, we went through a stage, BPI. You brought that up
yes.
a little while ago.
Yes, sir.
What did that BPI stand for?
It's Building Professional Institute.
Yeah, and it came through here, another cash cow.
It was early 2000s.
Yeah, I was in that studio right there doing it.
Energy Star Homes, Hers yeah. Raider Homes.
Right. You know, that
it
came.
It was the green movement.
When that came on, there was a lot of people like yourself that went into BPI training in this course, and you learned about all the blower door testing and the thermal imaging and the
thermal barriers, IR full barriers.
Yeah, all that, and it came on strong for about 4 or 5 years.
Yes.
Then it kind of went away.
Blower door testing, the pressure from each room.
Yeah.
Duct testing.
Then it kind of went away.
We use smoke guns. Well, the problem is... The equipment is about $10,000,
yeah.
And that's before inflation.
Sure.
If you do a good energy audit on a home, you need to be charging about $700 because
right.
you either have to rent equipment or you have to own the equipment. And what it came into was a bidding war with the builders because they were required to do so much in energy areas.
That's why it changed.
And they were bidding like $250, $275, $300, and these guys are like, I'm paying $10,000 for this equipment, and you want me to work – half a day for $200, you know?
Right.
It was a bidding war, and I did not participate.
I saw it happening.
I learned everything, and I applied it to my inspections. I still comment today on Energy Star features that are in a home, and I recognize them. Some inspectors don't even know what they are.
For me?
Yes.
It's common sense.
Yes.
Every bit of it's common sense and based around airflow and the dynamics of airflow.
Yes.
In science, hot air rises, you know, stack effect. It's real simple. How do you minimize heat transfer, airflow, you know? And now how do you find where the leaks are? That's where we got into the blower door testing.
Yeah.
That's when we got into
fired
all that.
Up, but now, 50 pascals.
But now that seems to have gone by the byway.
Well,
to some degree.
There's a lot more to it than some people have known about. There is also combustion appliances that can be evaluated while you're in a home. If I'm doing an energy audit, I'm going to every gas appliance, and I'm going to evaluate the combustion air that's coming out of it. I'm going to see if it's burning efficiently. I'm going to have a combustion analyzer on site with me, and I'm going to make sure that your house is safe. Before I even fire up that blower door, I'm going to every gas appliance. Is there a gas leak? Is there a problem here? Is it, you know, is there flu burns all over the unit? Is it 80 years old? Do we need to shut this thing down while we do this test? So there's so much more to a energy audit than people assume.
Especially with gas involved.
Exactly. And gas appliances,
right.
they put off flue gases. And you need to know what you're going to do when you fire that blower door up.
Because you're pulling air down that flue.
Yeah. Are you going to cause a problem in the house or... You know, is there a gas leak? You need to check for a lot of things when you do a proper energy audit. And the people doing them for $250 bid, they don't even have the knowledge.
Can't be done.
You got to be thorough if you're going to do an energy audit.
And that's what I saw the downside to. And plus, it, the newcomers to the industry, they didn't know enough background. They didn't have enough education and background to really even be in the business to start
with. I was a building professional analyst. My certification is building professional analyst. I did it for 4 years. I learned everything I needed to know about energy auditing. I've ran a blower door. I've ran a duct tester.
Sure.
I've analyzed combustion appliances with a combustion analyzer. And I went to every unit, and I know how to do one, and I've done them with others. And basically, the equipment is so expensive, they priced themselves kind of out. You know, it's like, how can you compete?
You can.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I get it. That's why I brought it up. I wanted
yes,
to discuss
sir.
It
yes,
because
sir.
It came and it went.
And what I did, I took the knowledge with me, and I applied it to all my inspections.
Well, it's great knowledge to know.
Yes.
It's building science. That's what it is in itself, in its entirety. It's building science.
And I don't even test a gas appliance in a home before viewing it or inspecting it now. And I applied so many things for safety reasons to my inspections. I go to a gas furnace in the attic before, you know how I'm supposed to test the heat?
Right.
Well, these inspectors just test the heat and test the air. They don't, some of them are newbies and they're charging less prices and they don't know really what situation they could be putting the home in. So I go to every gas appliance before I test one. In other words, I want a visual of that unit. And do I smell gas leaking? Is this unit, does it need to be shut down? What's going on with it?
Right,
I
understand.
You know, in other words, for safety reasons. But there's so much with gas appliances that an energy audit could be, I mean, you know, it could be brutal if they don't have the knowledge.
I know. Well, that's why they're not doing that much.
Yes, sir.
Anymore either.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people got into trouble with those things.
That was a confusing 4 or 5 years.
And I went to school with my mentor. He actually called me and said, let's do it together. And, it was a good experience, a great learning experience for me for 4 years. I participated in that.
And it's still, a blower door test is very, very effective in finding leaks in a house if it's done correctly.
Yes, it is.
And it still can be. But the way they're building houses, as you well know, mm-hmm. they're building houses today. And if you've got a new house built after 2000, mm-hmm. and that's kind of my cutoff. What's your cutoff on it?
Meaning?
For the energy building codes.
Well, there's a lot of energy things that occurred during the early 2000s that went on to 2009 and 10. So you've got so many levels and variables.
I know. That's why I wanted to talk
with Energy Stars and Energy Star ratings, and you have HERS Rater. So, you know, I kind of walk into a house and I go, okay, this is HERS, and this has got some Energy Star features, but it's not certified, it's not rated. They didn't put a rating on it. They just added this and they added that.
Well, building code now attacks all those ratings, too.
Some of it, yeah.
Well, some of it, not, you know. And that's, we've been in transition now since, I'd say, 2010.
Yeah, the green trend, the green movement, you know, started in the early 2000s, and it's continued, and level of tightness and air changes.
Makeup air. ERVs.
Yes. I find so many combustion air violations in my field with doing an inspection. That is, my client's safety is bar none. It's as important as my safety in the home. You know, when I inspect, I'm inspecting for my family. It don't matter who the client is.
Right.
So when I go into a house, the first thing I'm going to do is you know, I'm going to take a note of what's going on here. You know, is this does this combustion appliance have the proper combustion air? That is the question.
Right.
If it don't, how big is this room? Is it big enough to support combustion air? Is a garage big enough? Is it a direct vent? Does it even need combustion air? You know what I mean? That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at.
Oh, I understand.
And when I go into a house, it's you know, it's all about you know what's there and what it how it can affect someone and also the condition of the property. You
right.
know?
Got it. Thank you for
yes,
sharing.
Yes, sir.
That.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, that like I say, has gone by the byway to a great degree in the area of if green. You know, it had a phase for about 5 years, and then that business model kind of went away.
Yeah.
Because of exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, you couldn't make money at it. Everybody I know that went into that field mm-hmm. stopped it mm-hmm. because can't make money. Mm-hmm. Because of, like you said.
You can if you'll go to the next level with your education and add on. In other words, that's what I meant
but
about.
But people don't use the service
they
anymore.
Don't.
That's
they,
the point.
People don't want to pay the higher
they
price.
They don't want to pay it.
And people don't want to learn the extra that's needed to attach the additional charges. My mentor actually did it for a few years, and he made money at it. But it was his side business. He was an inspector. He's been an inspector for 21 years.
Well, home inspectors were the people who got into that, typically.
Yes.
Because it was another one, just like some home inspectors mm-hmm. get into entomology.
Yep.
Pest control.
Yep.
Termites. You know, termite inspections. And I understand all that. But why are you trying to do everything?
Yeah.
You don't need to be a pest control person.
I know an inspector that's trying to do it.
You don't need.
I know an inspector that has the license to cremate people.
Oh, really?
He has. He has four licenses, and one of them is to. He get. Yeah.
Really.
Cremate people.
Nothing like diversity.
But, he has a pest company also.
Well, some wow. home inspection companies test for argon.
Radon. It's the second leading cause of lung cancer. Yes, sir. I've been inspecting for radon gas for years. Yes, sir. I leave an expensive computer in the house, and I come back in a few days and pick it up, and I'll tell them what the results is and give them a fee.
Let's talk about radon gas a minute.
Okay. What do you want to?
How prevalent is radon?
Radon, it's more prevalent near lakes. Basement homes, homes that are excavated in a hillside. I've done some in Park Road area. I've done some in South Charlotte where they dug into the side of the hill
sure.
and they put in a basement home.
A lot of houses
so
like that.
So if they excavate a lot, it's possibly going to be more prevalent there or slightly more elevated levels. Surprisingly, Sun City, South Carolina.
Yeah.
They're rolling hills, and they're all slabs, no crawls. People have,
yeah. Yes, predominantly a slab community.
Okay, so slightly elevated, and they're a slab home, and it's just slight rolling hills. People golf there, you know. It's not excavated into a hillside.
Right.
It's not water.
But there's just prevalent down
it's
there?
It's not a lakefront. They do have some water areas for their golf courses, pond, whatnot.
Sure.
But you know what? It will surprise you. I did a house that was 2 years old. Just a couple of years ago, that just dumbfounded everybody, and I'll have to think back where the town was. I think I won't even say, but I'll have to think back for accuracy on the town. It was a two-story on a slab. There were really no hills in the neighborhood, and I'm assuming the builder forgot to put a vapor barrier when he laid the pad, the slab.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I tested this house, and it came up at 12 plus, which is three times what the EPA says is safe, three times, you know, 12 plus percoliters, you know. And basically, oh, my goodness, everybody in the deal just went, what, you know, 12-something, oh, my God, you know. And I'm like, well, hey, you know, I don't know what to tell you. You know, I can't explain it. The house is 2 years old. Let's get the builder involved.
What'd they do?
Well, you have to put in a remediation system, and, you know,
bore holes in the slab
basically,
and pull it up, vent it.
They'll bore holes in the slab. They'll ventilate the slab from underneath with tubes, and it's an Energy Star fan with a pipe going out the roof or the wall. You're looking at $2,500 to $3,000 on a slab. You're looking at $1,500. Used to be $800 on a crawl
house,
to $1,500.
All right. Radon. Inspection. Do people ask for it, or
watch out. There's some there. Some inspectors, some inspectors say, they scare you with it.
Fear.
I'm not trying. I don't push radon. I will tell a person if they ask about radon gas, I'll say I want you to Google it. I will tell you I know it's the second leading cause of lung cancer. I know it's more prevalent on lakefront properties, excavated basement homes. I'll tell you where it's more prevalent. But I found it in areas that it shouldn't have been. And I'll tell you that less than 6% of the homes I test are elevated. So you got 94% of the homes that don't come up elevated
right.
that I test. And then they go, oh, second leading cause. Where did it come from? And I said, well, uranium breaks down in the ground, and then it rises, and then you breathe it, and there's these ions and things that go into your lungs that will not ever come out. And it's the second leading cause of lung cancer. I don't, you know, some inspectors go way, way deep with it.
Oh, they preach fear factors.
But I don't. I don't push radon. I don't push well water and testing for bacteria. You know, I just say, yes, I offer that if you need it.
You do offer that.
Oh, yes, I have a list. I do indoor air quality. I do radon. I have a credential list I can send you, and it just tells you what all that.
Well, speaking of well water.
Ancillary.
Have you had your well water checked lately? That's a lot of people through the years have called me and said, should I get a, Ray, give me your opinion of water filtering systems. I said, they're great if you need them.
If you need them.
What do you mean? Well, what are you filtering? They said, what do you mean? I said, well, have you had your water checked? Well, no. I said, don't you think that'd be a good place to start? Check your water. See what you're filtering. See what the contaminants are, if, in fact, you have any, and what those may be. Because there's a lot of different chemicals and contaminants that could be in your water, and all filtration systems don't deal with them in the same way.
Nope. And I've done new construction inspections where they've asked for a well water bacteria test. Failed. I've been to a house 3 times on a new construction. Failed. And this takes like 10 days to do this 3 times, 12 days, you know, and the builder's going, oh, my God, where does this inspector come from? You know, I've got bacteria.
And they blame you.
Where does he come from? I got bacteria in my water, and he's such a terrible guy, you know? So anyway,
you're the messenger, and they get mad at you because you're the problem.
I created the problem because I exposed it, right?
Exactly. You told the truth.
So
how well do I know that one?
Woo. UV light is most of the time the answer for the builder because, you know, he wants the problem to go away fast.
Oh, sure he does.
He wants it to go away fast. He don't want to try some filter system. He don't want you Googling that system. He's going to show you, here, we'll put a UV system, light system in, and it'll be done. And a lot of times it was just due to the construction. The water hadn't been ran. Maybe there was bacteria. Maybe there, you know, the lab's going to tell us.
You have to deal with it, though.
Exactly.
And this goes right back to testing. Everyone on a well, my recommendation, would have your water tested at least every year to 5 years.
And they don't have to. I offer things. I'll tell them, look on my site. There's ancillary services. If you see something that will help you, select it. If you don't want to spend the money, it's not a problem. You know, I understand if money's tight, you're not wanting to use cards while you're buying your house, whatever the case is.
Water's important.
Exactly. What am I drinking?
Water and your air. Air quality and water. And water. You can't live without either one of them. And water is something that, matter of fact, most people don't realize how contaminated that tap water you got coming out of your faucet is.
My goodness.
You know, fluoride in itself is a contaminant that we shouldn't be ingesting. But that's another story. But, yeah, tap water.
Did you get fluoride tablets from the dentist when you were a child?
Well, they were there. Did I take them and stuff?
There you go.
No.
I was just wondering if your mother asked you.
Oh, fluoride, they pushed it on us just like they did the polio vaccine and everything.
Now, see, I've been on a well most of my life. My teeth are straight, and they're usually white, but, you know, I can't get that glow in the dark.
Right.
Okay.
But, but you know, but there again, you should know what your water has in it.
Yes.
And especially if you're going to get a water filtering system. And by the way, the last person in the world you want to test your water is a water filtration company.
Mm.
Wonder what they're going to find. It's like going to get a free brake inspection on your car. A free brake inspection. I'm sorry, what'd you just say? Free brake inspection ain't never free. It'll shock the heck out of you because they're going to scare the bejesus out of you, try to get a brake job out of you.
Yes.
But right or wrong.
Most of the time. I mean,
majority of the time.
It depends what their beliefs are, if you know.
Well, of course.
And who you're dealing with. If they come from good beliefs, most of the time they'll be honest with you.
Yep.
But it's getting to where it's kind of tough to find that these days.
It's out of control. But, you know, but water. Get your water tested. And, you know, you ever heard of CDA Environmental?
I think so.
Devin Arnett. Boys. CDA is environmental. They're a great testing hygienist. They test air quality for mold, mildew, asbestos, you name it. They test water. They test everything. They're a hygienist, you know, certified and all, and very, very educated and experienced at it. CDA will another company like yourself that will come out and test water and other things. And you could use them or refer them for environmental contaminants.
Follow up on something.
Or environmental toxins, for example. A lot of people, and while we're here, I'm going to go ahead and cover this, and you've been in this the mold and mildew story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first of all, we just had a bit major storm come through. A lot of water, and then you get leaks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the leaks will show up, obviously, where the water is. Okay, we got a leak. And then people automatically say, oh, no, I'm going to have a mold problem. No, you're not. Not once the water's gone.
That's right.
Mold is fed by water.
Yes.
If you eliminate the source of their nutrition, water, you eliminate the mold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes, it will go dormant. And, yes, it can come back if it's wet again.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get rid of the water, you've gotten rid of the mold.
It can't grow.
Right?
But at certain levels of moisture. And my national organization, NACHI, will tell you 16-17% or more, and it can start activate or grow.
Sure.
So if you're less than, say, 15%, technically it shouldn't grow. But if you crank up the heat and, you know, do the right humidity.
Right. But it's all science.
Yes.
And a lot of common sense has a part in it.
Mm-hmm.
Fear. Eliminate it. That's what drives the market, is fear. I hate fear. My enemy, fear. Ugh. Money. It's a money pit. Fear. And it works on you every day. But right now, we got to take a break. So we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
Mark Pondo, in studio. Darnell McManus, in studio, talking about a fixer-upper. We're going to talk about kitchen cabinets here in a minute. So just come on back. We'll talk. That I diet plan here on the break. So part that's got a little carried away. Talking about nutrition. But, you know, on that note, yep. eating one meal a day.
Wow.
Mm. That's all we need. Mm. Squirrels don't go out and eat three meals a day. Oh, we got to get up and eat breakfast. No, you don't. It's what they told you on TV.
Yeah.
Get up and eat that Special K, baby. Yeah, law. Milk. Blueberries in it. Only thing worth a darn's the blueberries.
Oh, man.
Then if they're not organic, they might be rubber, too.
Uh-oh.
Well, another topic. And speaking of which, Dr. Kimmy Benton, M.D., and Bodie Diva is going to be in studio October 12th, that's 2 weeks from today, talking about mental health, trauma. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and just tell you how psychedelic drugs can affect trauma, severe trauma, and PTSD. We're going to educate you on various things. And you know Dr. Kimmy Benton, she's full tilt health and wellness, and we're going to talk about health and wellness and things you need to know. That's October 12th, 2 weeks from today. 3 hours, packed show, full of information you just need to hear. And it's all about you and your health and wellness. Health is wealth. If you're healthy, you're wealthy. Because if you're also healthy, you're not a customer, if you get my drift.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to be a customer. But anyway, let's move forward here. Back to my fixer-upper. Do you organize kitchens?
Yes.
What about pullouts? Do you recommend that, cabinet aids?
Yes, that is something that is growing in all the new homes now. Even if, you know, pots and pans, everything has a place. Pullouts is very important, especially for people that's elderly too. So you can pull that out, get your pan, pull it out, get a, you know, lid. I also recommend getting a pullout for your dishes. Even if it's high, you can still pull it out and get it. I do not know how to install those, but I did watch a tutorial on YouTube.
YouTube University.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
And it didn't look that hard, but I do have people that can put those in homes if anyone's interested.
Your brother or...
My son.
Or your son.
Yes.
Which one?
My oldest son.
Your oldest son?
Yes.
Well, you know, I did kitchens and bathrooms for over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I did complete remodel, design, build. And one of the things I did in my new kitchens, I planned. I didn't ask them what they wanted in their cabinets. I told them what I had priced in their cabinets. And I put pullouts in all my base cabinets. And I put as many cabinet aids in the cabinets just right out of the gate. And I went ahead and threw them in the price. Because I'd rather start high than start low and then build up. I would rather put all the goodies in there and present it that way.
Yes.
And normally they would buy it because once they see the goodies, the pullouts, the cabinet aids, they'd say, wow, that's pretty neat. Like deep drawers versus cabinet doors.
Mm-hmm.
Deeper drawers for deep pots and various things. So, and when I brought up cabinet aids to you, cabinet aids are things that can be added to existing cabinetry internally.
Yes.
You know, they're pullouts, little ball bearing rollers and slide rollers and what have you. And you need to team up with your boy and start that because that right there is a tremendous, tremendous opportunity in itself.
Yes, it is.
Because,
I've already had this.
And if you can get your, and that's another reason I want to talk to you because yes. You know, there's so much out there that people need in organizational help because a lot of these builder homes, a lot, are done, they're very builder basic. The cabinets are cabinets. They're just a shell, a box with a shelf in it. And some of these cabinets have half shells in the base cabinets. What good is a half shelf? You know what I'm talking about? Half shelf. What's that all about? I want a full shelf. But all these things are options that you can provide for people. And kitchens are a big deal. And once again, I shared on the show the past couple of weeks about this one kitchen. I went in and talked to Gary yesterday, as a matter of fact. I went in his kitchen, and I'm throwing this out to you.
Yes.
They couldn't see anything. Mm. The lighting in the kitchen was absolutely
dark.
Deplorable.
Dark.
They couldn't see. I went in there and said, my God, they turned on the light. And I says, where's your lights? It's on.
Built in 78.
And I said, the first thing you need to do is get an electrician in here and get you some lights.
Yes, cam lights are awesome.
You know, now they're not can lights. They're LED. They're LED trim lights. Yes. They look like can
or
lights.
Or diode.
Yeah.
That lasts for 100,000 hours.
Oh, they last.
That's what I did with mine. I'm in a 1978, and I've been adding these new lights that just,
well, lighting,
it's like, wow, this, here's know, the talked, room now.
We talked about, Garrett, yeah. Mark, we talked about the BPI craze.
Yeah.
Well, when that came on board, LEDs came on board too. And what's happened in the LED and lighting industry, I mean, we were on the show talking for about a year or two how they're going to quit making incandescent bulbs.
Yeah.
And they don't make incandescent bulbs
electric
anymore.
Electric diodes took, a,
they're
took
all
the
diodes.
Places, you know.
Light-emitting diodes, yeah. LED, light-emitting diode. And now most light are LEDs. And Lord have mercy, has it revolutionized the way we light up things and just lights.
Yeah.
Wow.
Power usage
I
also.
I mean, and a lot of you don't realize, but all the street lights are converting to LEDs.
Mm-hmm.
All the traffic lights
mm-hmm.
are being converted to LEDs.
Yeah.
And in your home, counter lighting. Kitchen lighting is absolutely phenomenal what you can do. Y'all know this, though, because of that TV. It's new. And with the apps and the technology, you can go from red to blue to green to aqua to all the colors. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
You know, all the technology there. But back to the cabinetry. And lighting in cabinets. Lighting in cabinets can be achieved, too, because as we get older, as you're going to find out if you hadn't already, how the elderly need more light.
Yes.
And there you go. Need more light. So one of the things you may want to consider in this organizational thing you're doing in your kitchen is look at the lighting aspects as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get what you can't see.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you run across that much?
No, not yet.
You will.
But in my home, I have absolutely taken the doors off of some of the cabinets, and I've put lighting in the cabinets myself just because, you know, it's pretty for one thing, but also so I can see to get the things, you know. Even though I do have can lights, I just think it's better to have, you know, some lighting in your cabinets, you know.
Well, it's auxiliary lighting.
Yeah, I love it.
It's task lighting.
I think it's pretty.
Counter lighting. If you can achieve counter lighting. And,
yeah,
and here's another factor. If you're going to remodel your kitchen, once again, I've said this a gazillion times over the years, the most important area of any room, is lighting. Lighting. And if you're going to remodel a room in today's world, you want to consider every lighting option you can possibly achieve because you're only going to do it once. And, you know, after the fact, putting, for example, counter lighting, that has to be wired. There has to be wires going to those counter lights. Well, what's the most opportune time to get all that done? When you remodel the kitchen. Or partial remodel the kitchen, like a backsplash, countertops.
Yes.
If you're putting countertops in, new counters, typically you're going to put a backsplash in, right?
Yes.
And as you do all this, you want to include lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Get you an electrician, get a lighting package put in that kitchen. Counter lights, that being a task light situation, lighting over your sink, lighting in the room. Lighting above the cabinets, if you have a space above the cabinets, indirect lighting, accent lighting, all these things mm-hmm. are available. And, man, what a difference it makes.
Yeah, it does.
Pretty, pretty, pretty. You like pretty.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
so many different types of lights. You can get battery or electric or.
You
yeah.
can get battery.
Chargeable.
Yep. You can get all that.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's good stuff. All right, we're going to take a top of our break here. Come back for hour number three. Talk about more. And Christmas is ahead.
Another cup of coffee, maybe.
Go get you a cup.
I sucked that one down quick.
But hour number three coming up right here on About Your House, her on Fox Sports Charlotte. Download the free app. And you can stream it anywhere in your little pocket on your little smart device. There you go. 704-227-8986. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with hour number three right after this.
You should be awake by now, and I hope you're enjoying the conversation here on About Your House. We still got in the house here Darnell McManus, she's a fixer-upper, and also Mark Pondo, a rock-solid home inspection. And we're still talking inspections and fixing up, home improvement, the yard. So we're going to continue that conversation, and as always, About Your House is brought to you by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed contractor in North and South Carolina. From the hills to the coast, if you have a problem, they have a solution. Also brought to you by PutToolsInSchools.org. Go check out the new website, connecting students to the tools of the trades and raising awareness of the many career pathways. Now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
The older I get, the more I think. You only get a minute, better live while you're in it, 'cause it's gone in a blink. And the older I get, the truer it is. It's the people you love, not the money and the stuff, that makes you rich. And if they found a fountain of youth, I wouldn't drink a drop, and that's the truth. Funny how it feels, I'm just getting to my best years yet. The older I get, the fewer friends I have. But you don't need a lot when the ones that you've got have always got your back. And the older I get, the better I am. And knowing when to give and when to just not give a damn. And if they found a fountain of you, I wouldn't drink a drop, and that's the truth. Funny how it feels, I'm just getting to my best years yet. The older I get. Said I've got more to say. And the older I get, the more thankful I feel for the life I've had.
Welcome back. Hour number three coming up here. It'll be all right. My guest, Mark Pondo, a rock hard home inspection.
Whoa, a rock solid.
A rock solid. Excuse me.
I'm hard off.
A rock solid. A rock solid.
It's
rock solid. You know, rock solid. Home Inspection LLC. And then we got Miss Darnell McManus in the house.
Thank you for having us. I appreciate
you. Yes, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for coming in today. And, you know, I advocate people being entrepreneurial in spirit, such as you are right now, and following your passion and looking for something that's going to give you greater purpose and serve. Because, see, when are you happiest? And I'll tell you, most people are their happiest when you're serving, creating, building, using your brain with your hands, and being resourceful. That's when most human beings are happiest.
Yes. Saving lives,
serving.
Going up, talk
to the mic. Get closer.
Yes. Going up
serving,
and beyond for others.
Yeah, when you're serving and you're doing that.
Yes.
It makes you feel good too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I've found 4 gas leaks in one house. Saving lives.
Yeah. I found 2. You know, found a few in my life.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but that's what we do. We help people, and that's why I wanted you here, because I know you're just starting out on a venture. And I got another fella, Dwell Inc., you know, Todd Chedister, is opening a business or starting a business that he's an assistant, a maintenance assistant for people. In this hustle-bustle life we live, a lot of people have no time to take care of their house, like what you're doing. A lot of people don't have or won't take the time to do what you're doing and helping them with. And you're helping actually motivate them to get this stuff done.
Yeah.
You know, and that's another service you do that's very valuable. You help people. So I advocate that. Like I say, Dwell Inc., he started a new business, but his number one issue is, where do you find the help? Where do you find the labor, the help, the knowledge?
Competent.
The experience.
Competent.
Where? It's in very, very, very short supply.
Exactly.
And that takes me a little bit to put tools in schools. Kids are waking up. Parents are waking up. Thank goodness. They're waking up to the fact of college isn't the only way for their children to be, the word, successful. But actually what we're talking about is happiness. You know, like I just said, you're only happy when you're serving, when you have purpose. And now people want to argue with me about that. I don't care if you want to argue or not. That's just a God-given fact. So how do we tell our kids, or how do we guide our kids, help our children find that within themselves? How? We must show them. We must give them different pathways.
Lead by example.
Show them. Show
exactly.
them. But we're not showing our kids the menu of life. We're showing them one thing. Go to school. Get educated. Get educated in what? Academics. For what? For education. For a degree. For what? I mean, I keep saying for what because it applies.
You're looking for an answer.
When you go to get a degree in college, what are you getting a degree for? Degrees are great. College education, not so great because it isn't working. It isn't working. The only thing it works at is getting you the piece of paper. But our children are growing up unhappy, unsuccessful, sitting at home with a college debt they're going to pay for maybe the rest of their lives, maybe not. But how can we provide our children with opportunity that provides happiness and purpose to them instead of pushing them down a pathway that they really don't know where they're going?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And now put tools in schools. What's that all about? Real simple.
You're showing them trades.
All we want to do, well, actually, we're showing them much more than trades. We're showing them life skills. Half these kids never picked up a tool in their lives. They don't know how to read a measuring tape. And one thing I have to say, could you do what you do? Do you know how to read a measuring tape?
Yes, sir.
Do you know how to read a measuring tape?
Yes.
I know you kind of shrugged that off.
Yeah.
I had 2 teachers tell me the other day they didn't know how to read a measuring tape.
Yes.
Teachers. It isn't their fault.
It, no.
It's because we're not teaching our students reality. We're teaching them academics, memorizing. Critical thinking, gone. Gone. The number one complaint I hear from corporate America is my employees don't think because they didn't teach them how. You don't think unless you use your hands and your mind.
Exactly.
That's when you use your brain and you use critical thinking skills. Yeah. It's problem solving. Problem solving. Now, how can we make a difference to our kids? How can we make a difference to your life? And what I mean by that, when you call a service company and you call somebody, they come in your house, they look at you and say, I don't know. I don't know. Why don't they know? They're in business to know. Because they don't know. Because that's what we're dealing with in this culture we're in now. It's come to that point.
And they expect you to pay them for that.
They're sticking out their hand. Well, that's service call. But you didn't do anything. Mm. I came to your house.
Yeah.
I understand that. But if I come to your house and I didn't do anything, I'm not going to charge you. Now, my knowledge is what I give to you sometimes. When I show up, I'm going to tell you some things. And, yeah, I'm going to ask for a payment for that. But I like to be reasonable. But I guarantee you one thing. I know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get your money's worth. And then some. But the unfortunate thing, a lot of people don't. And I could tell you story after story after story about people who came before me to do the job that I was called to do, and they got a payment for a service call and didn't do the job. And then the person picks up the phone, has to call someone else, be it me, and I go out there and fix something that they said couldn't be fixed. Not only did you pay a bill you shouldn't pay, but they're telling you it couldn't be fixed and you got to put a whole new system in when that's not true at all because they didn't know any better.
Yeah.
Now, how does it affect you? That's how it affects you, how it affects each individual in your home and service companies that you call. And unfortunately, a lot of companies out there today are training their technicians to be salespeople. And not good technicians.
Right. They don't want to work on anything. They just want to replace it.
They'll replace it and charge you for it.
You call them out to find a problem on your heating and air, and next thing you know, you're into $15,000
replacement. Have you ever heard that story before now, Mark? How many times?
I have went through multiple heating and air guys.
Closer. Closer to the mic.
Oh, closer to the mic. I've went through multiple heating and air guys on who I can refer to a client because this, you know, I get the story back from the client. Hey, this guy's trying to rob me. He's recommending all this stuff I don't need.
Right.
I went through four heating and air guys to find one, you know.
Right.
It's like that. So.
But if we put tools in schools or at least show these kids the opportunities that are available to them, otherwise, they're not going to know. Now, how do we do that? We have Trades Career Days. We go with other nonprofits like Monday night. I've got to address 25 to 30 kids, middle school kids at Francis Bradley Middle School. What are we going to do? First of all, we're going to talk to them, find out who they are and what they are and what they don't know. Not what they do know, but what they don't know. And then we're going to expose them to a tape measure, power saws, hammers, screwdrivers, tools that they may or may not know anything about. And we're going to give them information, expose them, and raise their awareness to the career pathways that are available to them outside college. Apprenticeship programs. Most kids don't know what an apprenticeship program is. Not that that's for everybody. You don't have to go out in the world of electrical, plumbing, and heating, HVAC. You don't have to become an apprentice. You just work for a company, and you'll learn just by virtue of being an employee of that company. Then you can later get in an apprenticeship program and become an official journeyman. That's a card-carrying professional. But it's not essential for you to be the best you can be at any trade, right?
Right.
I'm a great electrician. Am I a card-carrying one? No. I'm a good plumber, a great plumber. Am I a card-carrying plumber? No. I can build a house, a good house, built three or four. Never had a contractor's license. Never will. You get my point?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't take a piece of paper to be great at anything.
But the problem is you got a lot of them that are the other way.
And let me tell you, once more, how you can become a contractor in the state of North Carolina. Just to put it in clarification. If you've got a computer and you can go online and take a course, how to pass a contractor's license test. You can take a course. You can take a freelance course by someone who in the building industry that gives the course. You can go to CPCC. You can go to any community college and take the course in how to be a contractor, or better yet, how to pass an open book contractor's license test, right? You go take this course, write the check, pay the fee, go to the course. Finish the course, sign up, apply, go get your three recommendations from three contractors, I think is what it takes, and certain amount of money you got to have in the bank, right? Mm-hmm. And then you go pass the test.
Yep.
Pass the test, meet all those credentials. I never once said you had to be in the industry for 4, 5, 3, 6, whatever years. Not required. Not required. You can go do all that, and you can get your contractor's license. And you don't have to have a background in building. Does that seem fair? Seem right? Doesn't seem right to me, but that's the requirements for getting it. Now, it sounds like I'm criticizing or throwing everybody that's a contractor under the bus. No, I'm not.
But you got to do your homework and find out who you're working with.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Who you're hiring is what you need.
But if you hire an electrician, a certified electrician, that person's had 4 years in the field, a requirement for becoming a certified electrician.
Mm-hmm.
4 years in the field. Not required for a GC. Now, I will say that I took a study. Personally, I took a study group for 12 weeks and passed a certified remodeler's exam, an 8-hour exam, which they said that it ought to be grandfathered into contractor's license test. But anyway,
yeah.
I passed that and became a certified remodeler. I did that for me. I did that for my own personal validation.
I know a home inspector who has pest license, cremation license, home inspection license. He's a licensed general contractor, by the way.
But doesn't make him good at anything he's doing.
He's all that over
piece
the place.
Of that's my point. A piece of paper does not make you the person you might think you are.
That's right.
Your ethic, your morals, your scruples, your values, your integrity, that makes you who you are.
That's right.
Not a piece of paper. And that is where we're failing in our whole society, that we've gone to where everything's certified, everything's approved, and you're going to pay for a license and all that. It's turned into a cash cow money scheme, and it's just not helping the industry at all.
And it's not helping the ones that don't mind working. It's helping the ones that like to play video games.
Right. We're in a very unbalanced situation. And I'm sorry to throw all this. And I'm not sorry, but I hate throwing all this at you. But that's the reality of where we're at. Listen to my song. I want to hear my song. I like that song. I was just listening. But anyway, you get the point. We're going to talk a little bit more about Put Tools in Schools and how you could help. You can volunteer. You can donate. We need money. What do we need money for? I just told you. We're teaching kids. We need supplies. We need stuff. So jump on board. PutToolsInSchools.org. We'll be right back.
Gone to the finest school, all right. Miss Lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street. And now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal?
227-8986 is the number. Somebody just sent me a picture of Chimney Rock, and it's gone. The village of Chimney Rock, the whole riverside of Chimney Rock is gone. And, wow, sad. And that's only one area of thousands, I'm sure, mm-hmm. that are pretty much the same way across southeastern United States. Hellacious, excuse my expression, but past 2 days. With weather. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So sad. My heart and prayers go out to all.
Amen.
To all. And may we pull together and help all that we can in any way we can. So, before the break, this is another example of how put tools in schools can be effective. And I know people say, oh, no, not again. He's not going off on that. Well, yeah. Yeah, people don't know how to use tools, don't know how to repair. It only makes the process a lot longer and a lot harder and more stressful. But if we pull together and learn how to use these tools and be creative and constructive and rebuild, that's the order of business right now. It's rebuild. And the only way we're going to do that is with experienced people who know tools and how to use them. That's what I think anyway. So anyway. I was talking about put tools in schools, and real quick, and then I'll get off this again. Monday night, for example, we're working with a group called Center360.org. It's an after-school program where they've got 20 to 30 kids in middle school that we're going to work with, and like I said, show them tools and opportunities, pathways, various things, and give them some connectivity to the trades. Mm-hmm. Now, how can we get retired people out there to get involved in this initiative and help with these kind of group settings like that? 25, 30 kids. And Tuesday night, we're going to work with West Boulevard Ministries, a group of 20 to 30 older high school and older kids, all male. And there again, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to show them opportunities, raise the awareness, and create connectivity with these kids and young men so they'll know the opportunities that are out there and try to inspire them and give them what they need and help direct them and mentor them into a life of success and prosperity and happiness. That's what it's all about. Our kids don't know of these opportunities. So what are we going to do to show them? And then you might be saying, let's get into the schools and do it. Ha! Tell the schools to let us in. And industry, here's the biggest problem we're facing right now. And maybe people are getting upset with me. I don't know what the problem is, but how in the world can we get industry? And when I say industry, let me tell you who I'm talking about. I'm talking about all the electrical firms, all the heating and air conditioning firms, all the plumbing firms, contractors, home builders, commercial builders, take some time, invest in getting in front of kids, engaging them with activities that require tools, creative, critical thinking. Get in front of them and teach them, show them, because otherwise they're not going to know about them. How do we do this? It's easy. We'll do the legwork. All you have to do is show up, get on the list, go on puttoolsinschools.org, sign up as a volunteer. We'll put you on a database. You're not volunteering to show up at all the events. You're just signing up to be on the database so we can send you out an update so you know when you can play with us or not. As many companies as there are in Charlotte, North Carolina, why can't we do this? And it's real easy. It's an investment. What's your investment? Time. The most valued commodity we all share is your time. And these kids need the time. They need your time. They need this enormously for a greater, more successful, purpose-filled life where they can make a lot of money. A lot of money. Unfortunately, I will tell you this, in the trades, if you don't think you're worth anything, you won't be. It's all in your head. It's what are you worth? And actions speak louder than words. And the most important thing you do every day, and these are things I tell kids because they don't know, the most important thing you do every day is communicate. 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 And unfortunately, with this technology we have and these smartphones, why can't we communicate? We don't communicate very well anymore. Kids are lonely. They feel shut out. Why is that? Because we're not talking. Got a lot of work to do. How can we change this? Work together. Industry, step up. Go to puttoolsinschools.org. We need money. We need time. We need involvement. Not we, the kids, the students, our youth, our future. That's what we're talking about here. Critical thinking skills. We've got to teach our kids to think. They don't know how. And if you think school's doing it, you're not paying attention. Because they're not. I'm just the messenger here. Corporate America's told me. Harvard's told me. MIT has told me. These are colleges, folks. They've done the homework. They've done the research. They know. I'm just repeating it. I'm the messenger. So anyway, puttoolsinschools.org, please. Step up, please. We've got an event at Queens Grant High School out on Idlewild Road on October 9th, which is a couple weeks away. October 9th, Wednesday, I believe it is. We'd love for you to be a part of it, engage the kids, spend a couple hours where we can address it from 200 to 500 kids on that one day. And that's a great school. It's a charter school, somewhat like a private. It's on Idlewild Road. We'd love to have you play with us. That's Queens Grant High School on Idlewild Road, right there below Margaret Wallace. Out Albemarle Road just a little bit, right out of town. But that's on October 9th. And we've got other events that we'll need help with, volunteers to help address, expose these kids, engage them. So that's it. puttoolsinschools.org. Thank you. Appreciate you. Need your help. Come get us. Come help. Need your help. All right. Mark Pondo in the house.
Oh, boy.
Darnell McManus.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It is September 28th, 2 days is all we got left of this here month, and then we're plowing into October. October's here. Lord of mercy, that means Christmas is a couple months away. My gosh, I just thought it was Christmas a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It flies.
Time just flies, doesn't it?
Now, you're looking for somebody to help decorate your house? Darnell, tell them what you can do.
Yeah, so for any kind of decor, or
this girl loves to decorate.
I do. Can't help it.
You shouldn't have to. Just do what you love to do.
I do. So this coming year, for any kind of decor for Christmas, offering services for anyone that needs help decorating a Christmas tree or doesn't know how and just needs some assistance with it, or any kind of decor, even Halloween, anything like that. I do have a client that I will be going to their house. The wife has dementia. They want the basic Christmas tree. I will go out and purchase that with all the ornaments. I'll, you know, sit down and see what colors and style they like. And, you know, especially with someone with dementia, you have to, you know, you can't just go in there and go through their house and just do anything. You have to sit down with the client and it's kind of difficult. Yeah, it's difficult. Yes, you got to communicate, that's for sure. And then I'll just go purchase all that and I'll do that. It's just something simple for them. But I can go very extreme if I have to. You know, from A to Z, I'm here.
Well, you're in your little candy land there. You go, you get to decorate houses. That has become a service that is rendered by a lot of different people now. Decorating around Christmas.
Brilliant idea. Awesome.
And there's companies out there that will decorate the exterior of your house.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got to find one of them. I had somebody send me a policeman. How about that? I won't tell you his name, but he's down in, looks like Cabarrus County. I'm going to read his question, his situation. We had a contractor working on our water damage in our spare bathroom. The employee for the contractor was painting, and his ladder slipped in the tub and put 3 holes in the tub.
Ooh.
First of all, he shouldn't have been on the bottom of the tub with his damn ladder. He should have had a piece of wood in there, like a piece of plywood, on a quilt. You should never stick a ladder on a fiberglass tub. Never! Dummy. Okay, the contractor does not want to pay for a new tub and surround. Can't say that I blame him.
There's companies that'll fix that.
Hold tight. Yeah. You're putting the cart before the horse. Ooh. Calm down there, buddy. He wants to have a company who specializes in repairing holes come to fix it, come in to fix the damages. Are you familiar with this kind of repair?
Very.
You ever heard of Corvettes?
Oh, yeah.
Corvettes are fiberglass. You can fix fiberglass. Probably a good repairman can fix it better than it was when it was new. Because fiberglass repairs are strong if they're done very correct. They're done correct. So, yes, I've heard of it. Matter of fact, I know of a company that does that. And they do a fantastic job. And, yes, it can be repaired. Like I said, with the right company, back to put tools in schools, I said right company, you know, not the dummies, but if you get the right company in there that knows their craft and you get recommendations and referrals, trust me, I'd go after that. That's your tub. That's probably one of the most important areas of repair. But, yes, it can be repaired and repaired very well. Is that your experience?
Yes.
There are companies out there that will do that and do a great job.
It can be fixed very easily.
Yep.
Yes.
Pretty much fiberglass is, man.
It's like bodywork.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they fix the hole and they sand it.
Sure. I've even fixed one or two through the years, but no, I'm not going to fix anymore.
Yeah, and then they put a finish on it that'll last forever.
So. Yep, they sure. Well, that's forever is a long word, but, you know, forever is a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know,
long time.
So I hope I've answered that question for you. But, you know, there are all kind of remedies and repairs to various things, and I'm a believer if you can repair something, by all means repair it. You don't have to jerk the whole thing out and rebuild the house, although that seems to be popular amongst some people out there. Back to the home inspector.
Mm-hmm.
What's the number one problem you're facing in home inspection today?
Number one problem, competitors coming from other states, starting large companies here, and if you hire me, you don't get the trainee. So basically what I'm saying is there's a lot of competition out there, and it's not so much what you want to bring into your house, a guy that's been doing it 1 or 2 years versus a guy that's been doing it for 20-plus years.
Most people getting home inspections, I venture to say, don't go after a referral. They go after price and the fact that they've got to get it.
Yeah.
I've got to get a home inspection. Okay, then what's it going to cost
me? You're making one of the largest investments of a lifetime, quarter million, half million, 1 million. Who are you going to trust with that.
Exactly.
Think about that when you're asking for a $25 discount and you're getting a trainee.
Yeah. And you're getting what you pay for.
You're getting what you pay for.
Right.
Yes.
And that's a no-no, especially on home inspection.
Exactly.
Most of your work, is it real estate?
I get a lot of attorneys that call me about buildings. I've done a number of commercial properties.
When you inspect commercial, what do you inspect for?
Oh, you
everything?
You pretty much go through the property as you would a residence.
Okay.
I go through a property or a building with a comb and explain my limitations, what I couldn't see. And, you know, I am informing my client to the best of my abilities.
Right.
They are well informed, and they will move forward safely.
Gotcha.
You know, their family will be safe.
How do people get in touch with you? What's the best way?
I have a website. It's www.aroxsolid.com.
All right, now I've got to call you on this one. I know I probably shouldn't. It's rude, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Don't ever say www.aroxsolid.com.
Okay. Aroxsolid.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That www. mess is gone away. Now just think about if you were doing a commercial.
Okay.
www. How much time did you just take when it's totally unnecessary?
Yes, sir.
We don't need to use the www dots anymore.
Okay.
So remember that one.
Now, AroxSolid.com.
Wasn't that easy to say?
Yeah.
See how much easier that was? See? Point made right there.
There you go.
You don't have to sell that.
You're saving man. Time.
Yeah. Michael Sims used to say it all the time with Crown Town.
Oh, I know him.
You know Mike?
Yes, I know his uncle, Robert Sims.
Oh, you know Robert?
Yes. Know Robert?
I know that whole family.
Okay.
I was part of that family for several years.
Well, I'm part of their family
Mike
now.
Mike Sims is my nephew.
Okay.
By third marriage.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, they're like family. All the Sims, all that. But matter of fact, Michael's mother is my sister-in-law.
Okay.
So there you go. Yeah.
All right.
But anyway,
Robert's listening. I know he is because he's already texted me and told me.
Oh, what?
Robert Sims is listening to us now.
Cool. Yeah, he just had a new grandbaby.
Yes, he did. Azalea. Yes.
Carrie. Yeah. See, I know him.
Yes.
I got him. We were talking about, what were we talking about?
Oh, we were just
Michael Sims.
We were talking about www.
Oh, yes.
I went off on the left-hand turn there and we got carried away. I do that from time to time. But I hope I informed everybody, get rid of that www dot mess, okay? It don't need to be around anymore. How many times you wrote that lately? I don't ever write it either. You don't have to.
I just copy and paste the link.
All right, so you're on aroxsolid.com.
Solid.com.
Aroxsolid.com.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that? Hacksaw. Aroxsolid.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and that's the best way to get in touch with
mm-hmm.
you. Or Google.
Yeah.
A Rock Solid Home Inspection.
Yes.
And I'm LLC.
And I'm in Matthews, and I do a one-hour circle. I service a one-hour area, which
right.
I go to Three Lakes. I'm licensed in Norton, South Carolina. I cross
Don't
Three Lakes.
Don't you just love going to Brawley School Road, though?
I tell you what.
Isn't that the most greatest place to visit in the world?
I did an inspection in Lenore just last Tuesday, and I drove an hour and 50 minutes as a favor. I went to this house, and they paid well for it. They wanted me there.
Well, it was worth
and
2 hours.
I think that's the longest trip I've been on in a while for a house,
right.
You know.
Every now and then, I like to take a voyage. Matter of fact, somebody called me up at Lake Tillery or somewhere saying, Ray, could you come up here? And I said, you know, that's a good adventure day.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a little jaunt up to Lake Tillery and, you know, see. I'll do that occasionally.
Okay.
You know, people, you mean you'll come that far? Sure, why not?
I try to stay within an hour if I can. I'll go a little further first.
Well, Lord of mercy, an hour's from Pineville now to Derrida.
Well, if you add the traffic into it,
you'll
double it. You'll have
Man,
to double.
Traffic gets worse every day.
Yes, sir.
Every day.
It does.
Oh, scratch my head over that one. Now, what? He looked you up. Yeah.
Yeah.
thank you.
Now, how do they get in touch with you, Miss Queen Bee?
Well, I have a Facebook page. It's The Fixer Upper, and also I'm on Next Door.
It's not A Fixer Upper.
No, it's The Fixer Upper.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm on Next Door, and I'm also on Facebook.
You told me to go to Next Door and write something up for you.
And also, you can go under Darnell McManus on Facebook. I'm sure you'll, you know, see everything I've posted
on
there as well.
Well, let me give you a little clue, and you don't have to listen to me or pay attention to me.
Okay.
You said you're going to get a website eventually? No, don't do that, because then you got to take care of it. If you can develop a reputation and live off social media and your connections,
yeah,
you're going to be a lot better off.
Yes.
Somebody, my website, aboutyourhouseradio.com, is deplorable. I'll tell you. It's because I can't keep up everything.
Mm-hmm.
The more you get, the more you got to maintain, just like a house.
Uh-huh.
The bigger house you got, the more headaches you got, right?
Yep.
Same thing.
More people can find us on Facebook.
Yeah, so if you don't,
exactly.
If you don't have to have a website, don't get one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not worth the headache or the cost.
I'm always.
Or the maintenance or all that. Unless you want to do it yourself.
Yeah, I understand.
Crazy.
Well,
anyway,
thanks for that.
We're going to take our last and final break of the day and we'll wrap it up. 704-227-8986 is the number. Next Saturday, we got National Design Mart in the house. Brand new company to Charlotte. We'll talk to Taylor Gibson, the GM, the head cook bottle washer down there. And an amazing story about an amazing young lady who has moved from her hometown in Ohio to the big city of Charlotte and heading up the National Design Mart. 25 years old. Great story, great gal. National Design Mart, a great store. So we'll talk about that next Saturday right here on About Your House. Tune in. Right now, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Anyway, you don't already know how to go. And I got a peaceful, easy feeling. And I know you won't let me down. In America too, she's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Information day, like all Saturdays on the program here, had Mark Pondo, a Rock Solid Home Inspection LLC, and you know, Rock Solid Home Inspection.com or Rock Solid Home,
yeah, arocksolid.com.
arocksolid.com. That's it, arocksolid.com. Okay, and then the interior decorator lady, the pretty one over here, she's on Facebook. Under Darnell, how you spell Darnell?
D-A-R-N-E-L.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to be sure we got it right.
Yes.
Darnell McManus is your Facebook page.
Yes.
And then The Fixer Upper.
Yeah, The Fixer.
The Fixer Upper that fixes up stuff. Yeah. But your specialty is organization.
Yes.
Helping people organize. Really, you're a downsize. You're going to be a downsize expert. Do you get my meaning behind
it? Yes.
You know, people are downsizing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Moving out.
Yes.
And if you're looking to, if you're looking, now, I'm going to reflect back on you before we close out here.
Okay.
We know how to get in touch with the big guy there.
Yes, sir.
A rock solid home inspection. arocksolid.com. Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for coming in here. You meet with people.
Yes.
You sit down. You have to go do a consult before you do anything.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
So they call you up, make an appointment. Do you charge anything for a consult?
No, I do the estimates for free.
Okay. That's one of them free estimate tabs. That won't last but about a year. Okay. Because it takes time to do what you're doing.
Yes.
And to do it well, because you've got to go sit down and listen to them, what they want or what their expectations are.
Yes.
Two, then you got to tour the house or the area concerned, right, which
yes.
is more time.
Yes.
You got to look at it, take pictures, maybe even do some measuring here and there and whatever. And then you got to work up an estimate based on all that. Well, that's the time.
Yes.
And that's okay. Yes. It's your time. You can do with it what you want. But that in itself is a service. And every no two customers are the same either, are they?
No.
Definitely not.
So therefore, that consult comes in. You've got to have consulting with that client to find out exactly what they want.
Yes.
And what their expectations are. Do you write up a contract or an agreement, or what do you do?
No, I just sit down and we go over everything, and then I just, you know, come make an appointment, come back, and start on the job, and give them an invoice and get paid and go home.
Okay, I got
yeah.
it. Keep it
I'm sure that'll change as this grows.
It's going to change.
Yes, it is going to change.
Because if you don't, because people are going to expect more than you said.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to have to set them straight.
Oh, yeah, I do.
And somebody told me the other day, says, Ray, I shouldn't have done that. I said, shouldn't have done what? A good friend of mine. He got into a kitchen, but the kitchen people, the client talked him into doing something, putting all the drawers and the doors on after the cabinets were installed. He said, Ray, I knew better when I said yeah than to do it that way, but I did it. 20 extra days on this job.
Wow.
20 extra days on this job because of it.
Wow.
Said, what'd you learn? I said, did you learn anything there, big fella? He said, yeah, stick to my guns and do what I know's best. I said, well, after all, you are the professional, and he is. He's one of the finest cabinet makers I know and furniture makers, and he knows his craft. But there's an example when you get there's certain things you can't. Here's the motto. You've heard that old saying, the customer's always right.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't true at all. The customer is not always right. Not in my book, and I'll sure tell them, too. You're not that nahu.
It depends what's up, you know, what,
yeah.
what we're talking about.
Well, it does, but they're not always right.
That's right.
Of course, every conversation's different.
Every
one of them, right?
A lot of them are contractors, you know.
Now, I wonder if, one more question for you, too, Mark.
Yes, sir.
If somebody wants you to inspect a new home being built, custom home.
Mm-hmm.
Custom home.
Oh, custom home means, to me.
It's been framed.
It means we don't follow the rules. Custom home. When I hear custom home.
Right.
We don't follow the rules.
Yeah,
I'll come out there, definitely. I want to inspect.
But you'll inspect for the homeowner.
Yes, sir.
The person that's
yes, sir.
having the house built.
Yes, sir. And I offer.
Because, see, that's a service that I hear is on the big rise with home inspectors.
Yeah, when I hear custom home built, I hear we don't follow the rules.
Right.
Automatically. It's more of a red alert than just a regular old new construction.
Right.
Because I'm going to find stuff there because he wanted to be creative. They wanted to elaborate. And, you know, they hired an architect to tell them this room would be better if you raised the ceilings 80 feet, you know, and everything.
Feet, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Tall ceilings.
You know, different strokes for different folks.
Dang. Yeah.
But I hear, you know.
Right. I hear you.
But that's what I hear.
But you do that,
sir. Yes, sir. I offer three inspections on a new construction home basically. I'll go out there and look at the frame and how the mechanicals, electrical, plumbing, and all of the above would affect it. So I'm doing a frame inspection within the first year while it's under construction. Before the insulation goes in, a frame inspection, I call it a pre-drywall.
Right.
And then basically I offer a what I call a final inspection. It's around the time you do your orientation for your certificate of occupancy.
CO.
Yes, sir. And they call me in when the builder gets the meters installed. The utilities are going to be on. Let's plan it for this day. We're doing our walk on this day, which is what they refer to as your orientation. And then you have another period. It might be 1 year or 2 year before the builder's warranty is out of date.
Right.
It expires. And then they'll call me back in 30 days before the builder's warranty expires, and that's inspection number 3.
Gotcha.
But, you know, every builder is different.
I know.
I've been on 3 inspections for the CO around that time, you know, just different things. We found so much. You found so much stuff. Can we send you back?
Right. Gotcha.
A recheck of repairs.
Right.
You know.
I hear you.
So, recheck
okay, cool.
of something.
But you do those inspections. That's good.
Yes, sir.
Now, one question. I'm going to go off the spectrum here.
Mm-hmm.
You wore a Mint Hill Lions Club shirt in here this morning.
Yes,
so you're
sir.
A member of Mint Hill Lions Club?
I am a Mint Hill Lion, sir.
What does Lions Club do?
They do a lot of stuff around the world. There's so many things.
What are you doing, Mint Hill?
Well, I'll tell you what. I wasn't a member last year. They're basically doing a lot of things that are to help kids.
Did you go to that event at Independence High School the other day?
I went by there.
But oh, you did?
I didn't attend.
Okay,
in other
cool.
words, that was something different. That wasn't the Lions. That was a many a
time. Well, I know.
That
I
was
know.
A Chamber of Commerce, and I'm
I
a
know,
member.
Well, I know what it was.
Yeah.
I know several.
I'm in the Chamber of Commerce also.
Down there.
Yes.
You know.
We do a lot of different events, so.
I know.
Yes.
But I was wondering if you knew about it, and then you did. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know about
that,
all
that
of it.
That was something that came through the Chamber of Commerce,
yes.
as a, you know, by mm-hmm. some politician.
Now, the Lions do something different. Like last year, what they did, they raised enough money to buy a piece of equipment which allowed 3,000 children to have their eyes tested. 67 of those needed work done to their eyes.
Yeah.
That's the kind of things the Lions do. We have a run that's coming up soon.
I had Philip Murph on Lion Services mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
The blind,
yes.
Philip's legally blind. We talked about Lion Services over on North Tryon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our time's all but up. Okay. I got 30 seconds.
All right. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. I just want to say clutter is a form of mental health. And if, you know, y'all need help decluttering your house, please give me a call, 704-222-0409. We believe when, you know, you take care of your home, you also take care of yourself. So call the Fixer Upper. Thank y'all.
The Fixer Upper on Facebook. You can call her. What's that number again?
704-222-0409.
Google. Have you Googled yourself? The Fixer Upper?
It might be on there now. I don't know.
All right,
yes.
Well.
All right.
All right. Well, we got to go. Next Saturday, I got the National Design Mart going to be in-house. Week after, we got Dr. Cammy Benton and Bodie on the show, health as well. Great shows ahead. Stick around every Saturday, 8 to 11. We'll be here. We love you all. Take care. Go spread some love and make it a great week.
Being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love it happened.